This is PFW in Progress.
What they bring us today, you're going to fit in real good. You'll learn the rules. It's all up to you. I can be a good guy, or I can be one real mean son bitch. It's all up to you.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Them clothes got laundry numbers on them. You remember your number, and we're the ones that has your number. Any man forgets his number, spends the night in the box. These here spoons you keep with you. Any man loses his spoon, spends the night in the box. No playing grab ass or fighting in the building. You got a grudge against another man, you fight him Saturday afternoon. Any man playing grab ass or fighting in the building spends the night in the box. Any man don't bring back his empty pop bottle spends the night in the box. Any man loud talking spends the night in the box. You got questions? You come to me.
Paul Perillo.
Hell, I seen him eat 10 chocolate bars and 7 cold drinks in 15 minutes. He can eat busted bottles and rusty nails any damn thing.
I can eat 50 eggs.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
You just said he could eat anything.
My boy says he can eat 50 eggs, he can eat 50 eggs.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm shaking it here, boss. I'm shaking it.
Andy Hart.
We're going by my house, we're going to have a big meal. Then I'm going to show you a couple of farm girls that really knows what for.
Some guy named Tom.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
PFW in Progress.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Okay, welcome to Dallas Cowboys.
It's going
to
be the chair.
It's your host, Tom Casale. Yeah, my microphone was off. The scary thing is...
Been a while since you've hosted, Tom,
but
huh?
The scary thing is I actually pushed that button like 10 seconds ago, so it was on and I turned it off.
Different host, same result.
Andy Hart is back, and I'm really looking forward to this show because my favorite shows are when Andy is out for a while because he's all bottled up with those comebacks. Because you know, Eric, he was sitting around. He had a beer like at the beach, and something just popped into his head. Like, oh, I got to say,
that'd be a great response if this ever comes up.
So we'll be getting all of those today. We have Eric. We have this. What's your name?
That's Tony.
Tony, the intern, is here. I'm sorry, Tony. I'm not good with names, and I don't really care about you much. So we got Gary behind the booth. Phone number 508-543-7482. It's web
behind
radio at patriots.com. In the booth.
Behind the glass.
I don't know where he is.
In the booth. Tom's not good with the English language.
He's just wondering where that $100 is I have to give him for the wedding, I'm sure. It's coming. Don't worry. Waiting for that lump sum that Allison's supposed to get from the school.
Just give me like a tenth of your winnings in the first month out there. I'll be all right.
So you want to pay?
You owe me $1,000?
No, just winnings.
I'll take that.
He won't be winning.
Hey, just so you know, up 42 units in baseball. If you bet $1,000 on all my baseball picks, you'd be up $42,000. I'm just, hey, it's the way it is, baby.
Make those checks out to Tommy Ryder.
You're a pressure guy. If somebody really bet $40,000, you'd poop yourself.
Nah, I'm okay. Now, football's
that's
a lot.
Because no one's bet that yet.
No, but football's a lot. I mean, football's the toughest sport, obviously, because the lines are so solid. They have all week to move them around. Sports that are every day are a little bit easier to nab. Good lines. Football's tough. That's my early excuse for when I'm 1-8. do we have any Patriots news?
Well, let's get that Eric's out of got the way. A pile of papers in front of him. He must have something.
The Kevin Falk thing, right, is the news worthy item that we have this week, and that he pleaded no contest.
He's going to jail. Is that correct?
He's not going to jail. He was sentenced to jail, but they dropped the sentence in exchange for all these other things that he has to do, community service.
Okay, now,
I want to talk about that.
If I was Kevin Falk, would I be going to jail?
No.
Okay.
It was like it was a misdemeanor.
What
it was
fuck?
Nothing. But my question is, I don't get this. Part of his sentence is he has to do 40 or 20 hours of community service speaking
hours,
to kids about drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they take people who broke the law in dealing with drugs or something and then ask them to go speak to youths about it?
Yeah, and no.
What, tell them how to get the marijuana to smoke?
I was going to say, you know what they should do with him is have him talk to criminals on how to get marijuana.
Right, seriously, wouldn't you want somebody who doesn't do drugs to go talk about the kids?
Yeah,
you want
Warwick Dunn traveling.
Exactly.
Right.
Guys like that.
Right.
Instead, they have a guy telling them how to get away with it.
I know.
If you get caught, you'll only have to do a couple hours community service. No big deal.
See, you know who I think the best guys are to go talk to kids are guys like Moss, who have kind of had problems in the past and have since matured and stuff.
Right.
See, to me, that means something because he can say, listen, I made a lot of mistakes. I was young. Everyone makes, but the key is to learn from them. You get a guy like you said, Andy, if I'm a kid and I'm sitting there, I just think he just got arrested a month ago.
Right. And Moss does a lot of stuff with kids,
but I'm saying I think those are the best guys to go out and talk to.
The redemption stories.
Yeah.
He just got sentenced. He's not quite ready to be the role model.
Yeah.
And my other issue with Moss is he had one recently that made me laugh.
I know which one you're going to say, too. The little kid.
The little kid who wouldn't hug his father because he thought hugging his father was gay.
Yeah.
And Moss sat him down and explained to him, he's your father, it's okay, it's not gay. And then he pinky swore with the kid. Now that's gay! I mean, he was trying to teach him something that wasn't gay and ended it with by being gay.
I don't know. Is that big in the gay community, Eric, the pinky?
Oh, that was good, Tom. Nice job there.
I'm asking you. You're cultured. I don't know anything about the gays.
No, I don't know.
And I don't really mean gay in a gay way in terms of homosexual.
Silly.
I mean like
child
queer,
yeah, which is also another term.
Fruity,
gay.
Still another one. Still cannot believe that the Crafts own this radio show. I really can't.
We got any other Patriots news?
That's it for Patriots.
We got nothing. See, amazing. I don't know what's happened since I haven't.
How long have we been on the air? 2 minutes. Strippers has like six emails in here.
Jesus,
making up for lost time. Because Fred never reads his emails.
Did you guys vent about Brett Favre at some point?
Oh, yeah. All Tuesday.
Because I just have one question. We don't have to get into it, but I don't really care if he comes back or not. I'm sick of him, but whatever. But why would he want to come back and go to a different team? If I'm not mistaken, they were in the NFC title
game. That was my point. So, I said, unless you're going to Dallas, New England, or Indianapolis.
Right. Yeah, why bother?
That's what I don't get. And also, isn't he the one who effed it up?
Yes.
He sucked. After a great year, he sucked.
Yes. I'm completely in agreement with you, Andy. When you hear the teams associated with Favre, just the rumors, you hear Carolina, Washington, the Jets.
Right.
Those teams
Tampa
suck.
Bay.
Right. That's what I don't get. So he wants to come back to leave a potential winning team in a division that you can win to be on a questionable team?
That's the part I don't get. I have no. That's why I'm not sure if it's true, because I just don't understand why he would want to do that.
Plus, is there a more leaky organization than the Packers?
Oh, my
Every
God.
Every time the guy like types one letter on a text message, it's in the paper or in the news. I mean, it's the anti-Patriots.
Seriously.
No wonder Felger has sources there. Apparently, I could call up and say, you got any news on Brett Favre? I mean, that place is a joke.
Speaking of Felger, I heard Bob Ryan was on that show ripping the Patriots pretty good. Did you hear anyone hear that?
No. I can answer that question legitimately. No one heard it.
I was just wondering what his problem with the Patriots was. I didn't know that he was saying they were cheaters and all this kind of stuff.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
But Bob Ryan is pretty controversial at times.
Yeah.
So, and I think didn't he write a column last week about the Manny thing and the Willie Andrews thing and the
sort of
a comparison.
Yes, he did. Yes. Saying that if it's not right that there's this caste system and
maybe
that kind
led
of thing
to something
and,
else. A step forward.
It is right.
No, I'm saying,
but I disagree with him.
Yeah,
I think if you're Manny Ramirez, you should be able to get away with a lot more than Willie Andrews. I'm sorry, that's the way it is in society too. It's not like sports is a.
Well, I won't know. I don't know if you can say it's right or wrong, but that's the way it is.
Right.
That's the way the world works.
That's what I'm saying. Sports is it's not like this is a.
It's not like it's exclusive to
the sports.
Right.
Because I'll tell you one thing: if I was in OJ's shoes, I'm hanging somewhere. That's just a fact.
Uh-huh.
Right. Now, should Manny Ramirez be able to push a 64-year-old man?
No. No, I'm not saying that.
Somebody
right.
else on the team should have stepped up and kicked his ass. I think that's absolutely despicable.
But my point is, Gary, if Willie Andrews did that, I think he should be cut immediately. Like Andy said, if Manny does it, someone on the team's got to grab him and say enough.
Jason Veritek needs to get in his face.
Oh, Veritek needs to get a hit first. He sucks. Holy Christ.
But I just think it's funny that we've now seen that the two stars of the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, Manny Ramirez and Pedro Martinez, are the same guy. They're divas, they are ridiculously talented, and they beat up on old men.
Yeah.
Pedro threw Don Zimmer to the ground, and Manny's throwing some traveling secretary to the ground.
Is Manny going to suck in 2 years?
I think he's on the outs. I think he's just about done. You know, if I could get him for $10 million a year, sure. But at $20 million a season, I no longer have any interest in Manny Ramirez. Move on.
Okay.
Paul won't like that because, you know, he's up Manny's bunghole.
He's a dink.
Did you know a bunghole is a real thing? We're add that to a list of things we can talk about.
I'm sure strippers is going to email in with it any second. The guy's got stuff about pinky swearing already.
Oh,
he's
God.
Starting to concern me a little bit, that guy.
Starting?
It just,
after all this time.
Oh, I had a question for him. So delete the first 7 emails and only strippers. The Christie Brinkley's soon-to-be ex-husband was reportedly spending somewhere in the range of $3,000 a month on porn. Could you explain to me how you do that? Because I thought you just joined these sites for like 10 bucks a month. Maybe a good one was 20 bucks a month. Maybe 100 bucks a month.
So maybe he's on
$3,000 a month? I'm not doing anything over the internet for $3,000 a month. I'm getting a real girl in my house. So strippers, get back to me on that. How he spent $3,000 a month. And was any of it with one of your companies?
I thought he did get a real girl into his house.
That wasn't for the $3,000.
Well, speaking of websites, I have to talk about pfwinprogress.com for a second. First of all, Eric, you said last week that in reference to you moving to John Rook's show, that the people have spoken.
Well, I said there's a groundswell. There's been a groundswell of support.
The groundswell was 60-40 for you to go.
Yeah, in that poll. But since then, there's been a groundswell on the forums, if you notice.
The 40%.
No, in the forums, dumbass. The forums, right, the place where the fans can actually talk about those things. The one that says support
voted.
Has 455 views in it. It's one of the most popular ones. So there's been a groundswell of support.
Okay. Can you put another vote on? Since there's been a groundswell, I want to see if the vote changes.
I think he's full of shit.
But anyways, now they have a poll up now, who should be my replacement. And obviously nobody can replace me as winning, which it should be. But the people on that poll have taken this so seriously that they've started running ads to get my position. Now,
What do you mean?
Yeah, they actually sent them to me to run as commercials.
Political
spots.
Ads.
Political ads.
Now, it's not them, right? It's their committees. Isn't that how this works? Brought
guess.
To you by the committee to elect
really
Michael Parenti.
And we need to give
equal
time to everybody.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. So they want my position so bad that they've actually taken the time to make political-type ads.
Uh-huh.
Now, are we going to run one of those babies?
We have all of them. I think we can do it throughout the show just for equal time, but I think I have John Rooks ready to go.
Okay. Now, he's in last place.
All right.
We're going in descending order, bottom of the top.
You want your new PFW in Progress co-host to have a voice, and John Rook has it. Big time. John Rook is the voice of Gillette Stadium, the voice of the 3-time Super Bowl champs, the voice of Patriots Playbook. That's the show that's on after this show. And the voice of the New England Revolution. The soccer team that plays here when the Pats are playing. Anyway, he's the voice to lead the next generation once Casale ends his term. And John knows who likes it in a bottle and who likes it in the can. Log on to PFWinProgress.com and vote Rook in 2008. And don't forget that whole bias lunch thing.
I'm John Rook, and I approve this message.
Well, I got to give him props for the effort there.
Yes, yeah, so that was the first
well done.
One. John Rook vying for this spot, but it doesn't look good. He only has 3 votes the last time I checked. Which
so
means
him, his wife, and his mom?
Which means he's even more unpopular than I thought he was.
Wow. Now, Gary, did the spots themselves get better in ascending order, too? Or are they about
I don't know. That one was pretty
Stay
good.
Stay tuned for the next 2 hours, and you'll find out.
That one was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Now, you think he's holding, like, what do they do, like steak dinners to raise money to pay for ads like that?
Yeah, like at the local Knights
Spaghetti
of Columbus
supper.
Hall. You get, like,
you
get a little gathering. And,
little do they know, they just got to give Fred a $20 gift card for over at Bass Pro.
Oh, yeah, I got to talk about that real quick.
Go ahead.
Fred has actually begun the interview process. That's why he's not here today. He's doing some interviews.
Don't even tell me he's trying to push.
I worked a little late yesterday, and I don't know, some kid from BU or something was in there. I never actually saw him, but I was eavesdropping because Fred had the door open because he assumed everyone had left.
Right.
And, you know, they talk in the interview, and the kid, I'll be honest, made some mistakes in the interview process, but I won't go into those details. But in the end, I hear Fred say, "So have you been to Bass Pro?" And the kid says, "No." And he goes, "Oh, you got to go over there. It's amazing. You got to go over there."
I thought you were going to say his response was, "Well, thanks for coming. It was nice having you here."
Well, that's the mistake the kid made. I mean, you say, "Yes, sir."
How is that in any way relevant to the damn kid's interview? He also got into Red Robin, Patriot Place. If you do get the job, you won't have to worry about lunch because they're building a couple burger joints in this Patriot Place. How is that in any way related to whether the kid can write, cover the Patriots, or knows football?
You know, I would be surprised, but since I was the last one to interview with the man, I'm not.
You don't have to worry about lunch because Lucky buys it.
That's true. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lucky. Lucky came through today with lunch. It's phenomenal.
Today we are lucky.
Yep, we had our two of our biggest fans this week, Strippers and Lucky, come through for us. We appreciate it. And speaking of strippers, he says most sites are $39.95 a month. And then Brinkley's ex-husband.
So he joined like 75
sites. A membership
sites.
To a site is $39.95 a month. He can view live cams that pay per minute that could run $3,000 a month easy.
All right, here's my biggest question. I don't think anyone's asked this yet about this whole case.
Pay per minute?
He was married to Christie Brinkley. Am
He's
I
got
correct?
A problem, clearly. She's a little older, though. He wants a little younger act.
She's still hot for her age.
A minute?
What?
So a month has 30 days. So say you beat it three times a day. That's 90 times.
But if you've got that much of a problem and you're married to one of the world's hottest supermodels.
My record is 12 times in one day.
there's the Tom Casale fact of the day that we didn't need to know.
12
Save
times.
That one, Renee.
Can you imagine that?
He must have been sore.
I couldn't stop. That was in one of
Tony
my,
walks back into this.
That was in one of my quote unquote slumps.
I imagine.
So we got a. Now, I tell you what, this strippers is.
Does anyone else email the show?
Well, the title of this one is "Proof That Eric Is Gay." Now I haven't read it yet, but
that's been used hundreds of times.
I agree with it. Whatever it is,
he says, no matter how hot a chick is, a real man wants more girls, Eric. Yeah. So right. that's why
this coming from the guy who sells porn sites for a living. Of course he's going to say that.
I have to agree with him. Love my wife and all and would never do it, would chicken out in the end, but every guy lusts after other women.
No matter how hot a girl is, somebody somewhere is sick of her crap.
Have you seen Halle Berry, one of the hottest women on the planet? All her boyfriends do is beat her and cheat on her.
All right, good point.
Right?
Speaking of which, John in L.A. is on the phone.
John in L.A. was one of
the... John,
he's
from L.A.
How's it going?
What's up? This is Tom,
you
moron.
Doing?
I thought you were moving.
I'm getting in one of my last calls to Tom. We got to go through withdrawal.
I thought you were moving to New York, John.
I am in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be John from New York, or are you still going to go with John from L.A.?
I'm going to be working in both places.
All right.
So
they have restaurants on both sides of the coast.
Yes, they do.
What are you, out of chain?
I didn't say very well.
You're a waiter on both coasts now.
Oh, I see. No, I've never waited tables, but that joke is good every time I call.
I agree. So what do you got today?
I was wondering who you guys think is going to be the Cleveland Browns of this year, in terms of a team that a little bit surprises and is a tough opponent in the AFC. I'm thinking the Bills, maybe.
Let me finish chewing.
Let me think.
The Bills have been a popular choice this year. I think the Bills have become the 49ers of last year, where everyone was
and
on
I'm,
all
I'm
over
off
them.
But I'm off the Bills because there's just too many people who think they're better than they are. To me, a successful season for the Bills is going to be 8-8, to be honest with you. When you look at their talent level, you know, they play the Patriots.
Plus, that's what I was going to say. They start the season 0-2.
Right.
So... You're already ringing those up.
I know this team is more talented than the Browns were considered, but I would say Denver. If you're looking for a team that has kind of been down the last couple of years who could make that next step, I think Denver still has a good coach. You look at what Cutler did last year, and apparently he played around 6 games with diabetes and he didn't even know it. If they can get – they don't really have a proven running back, but if they can get one of those Shanahan-type guys, they got rid of that awful defensive coordinator, Jim Bates.
That albatross is gone.
Plus, I think when you look at that division, you take the Chiefs and you take the Raiders and you throw them out because they're no good. So really, they only have one team to compete with. So I would go with the Broncos.
They don't they have a mess at wide receiver, though, right now?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. I mean, listen, they obviously have question marks. That's why they're not considered, you know.
And they're at a crossroads.
Right.
Because
they're either
going
right.
to surprise a little bit or have a bad year, and Shanahan's probably out.
Right.
At some point, what's his name?
He almost got fired last year.
He threw the GM under the bus and got rid of him.
Sunkist.
So he's on his last legs. It's his show. It's his live or die. For the second time around, he's got his quarterback.
Right.
So he either needs to live and die, and this could be an important year for him out there. I'm trying to think of who else I like.
See, a lot of the AFC teams are good. So it's like even like if
right.
you say like Tennessee went
Tennessee
to the playoffs
was, right,
last
yeah.
year. You would have to go with Houston, who I think is going to be vastly improved this year. But look at the division they're in.
Yeah.
With Tennessee, with
Jacksonville,
Indianapolis.
Houston would be an interesting one.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough game for them. But they're like
AFC
in the same.
It's just so hard.
Houston's in the same predicament that the Bills are in. They're in a, you know, tougher actually.
That's the toughest division.
That's by far the toughest division in the NFL.
So if they do, and if they end up as an 8-8 team, then they're clearly more impressive than say a Bills at 8-8.
Definitely.
That's a brutal division.
Yeah, no question. Toughest division in football.
Yeah.
Because you have to be both finesse and power.
Yeah.
You can't just pick one style and, you know, try to you have to kind of be both because of the other teams in the division. That makes it tough. All right, John. All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
All right, take care. Due to the latency of his cell phone, that was a terrible call.
Jesus. all right, we got anything else we need to talk about? Andy, we've added.
Oh, I wanted to say something about Accra in that vote. These idiots know it's still a radio show, right? And that if she comes on here, you're not going to see her.
Well, but you know, maybe they're hoping that Fred actually wakes up and does the video version of this thing.
But remember, they used to get excited like, "Ooh, Lori might be on the show." And then Lori got on the show, and they were like, "Oh, okay, here, let's move on."
Yeah, they live in their parents' basement. Have you ever seen how they talk to Cali Girl on that site? They talk about like how insightful she is, and
she writes in pink, and everybody gets excited.
Right? Listen, I mean,
I thought that was Renee who wrote in pink.
I like Cali Girl. Just shut up. All right, shut up.
Your wife's going to be mad again because I'm going to get pissed at you during the show.
Last show, Andy, she goes to me after the show. Boy, that Eric really gets mad. Is that just part of a radio thing?
No.
I said, yeah, and Andy wasn't even there. But, what were we going to talk about? Something with we've added something to the show. It's an Eric fact of the day. Cali Girl, that was one of the things she came up with.
Yeah, she's had a couple of good suggestions for this show.
Yeah. And
the bobbleheads.
So that's her. We're going to do an Eric fact of the day.
She knows a little something about a bobbing head.
Now
that's one of those ones he came up with on the beach.
Right. James actually has that on the website. We're having callers in and who bought lunch, and now the Eric fact of the day.
Speaking of the website, how's my Andy is funny or very funny poll going?
Not good.
No.
It's
how can I lose?
I haven't been on that thread because I don't care about you. But I got my
Very funny.
I got my Jay Cutler jersey, orange. Nice. Orange Jay Cutler jersey. It's very nice.
And you'll be wearing it to Fred's tomorrow?
If I go.
Why aren't you going?
I may have to go back to New York to bring the dog because we're leaving for Las Vegas. So I have to figure all that out. But
wearing my Mendenhall jersey, and I'll take a picture and send it to you, James.
I'm already sending them pictures. The fact of the day. Now
he's losing his mind over
there. His first fact. Well, because this guy just keeps talking.
I've been off for like 2 weeks.
You said at the beginning you were looking forward to him talking for 2 hours
been
straight.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, the bobbing
head
funny.
One was good.
Now the first fact was. Eric studied Japanese for 3 years in high school, which I took to mean that he hadn't had sex in high school. Is that correct?
No, you're an idiot, Tom.
What?
That's just... the Orientals.
Here's where I love when he plays that clip.
Here's where he tells us he took Japanese to meet chicks and had sex with Japanese chicks.
No.
See, now that
I'm not telling you that.
That I would have been interested in if you were having sex with Japanese chicks.
Plus, it doesn't make
any
sense. Cause why would the Japanese girls be learning Japanese? They're already
Japanese. They grew up in America.
You would take Japanese to try to talk to them.
Yeah, I don't know Italian.
Know English.
I know one word, but I don't think Gary's going to let me say it. that's a new addition to the show.
How come I've never heard you use any Japanese?
Because I don't really remember much of it. It was a long time ago, and I don't keep up with it like I do with Italian and French.
Nothing? Not even like...
Well, I know a couple words, but...
I lost most of my Spanish, but every once in a while I still...
I don't keep
throw
up with it like I do Italian and French. They should put that on your headstone. okay, we got a lot of emails about you, Eric. I haven't read them. I'm sure you have because they go to your inbox.
You might want to proofread because he's the one guy who actually draws emails that are, you know, unreadable.
Well, this is Jason from Chiba.
Oh, you know that's going to be bad.
Hey, Japan, you could go over there and help him.
He doesn't like me.
Okay,
feelings mutual.
No. He said,
"You're going to eliminate everyone who doesn't like you." Then
to weigh in on the
sit in a room by yourself.
No, I told you there's been a groundswell, Andy. Tide's turning.
I've not seen this groundswell. He said, to weigh in on the Eric with a K issue, I was once an actual fan of his, believe it or not. I don't. He's exactly what I'd be if I were on that show. Well, that's why you're not on the show. The smallest, most pompous guy in the room. I would I would condescend to talk to you, idiots, doing my best not to let you know I think you're so funny and informative that I listen to you on my days off. I would do my best not to let you make fun of the things I'm proud of, even if that meant not talking about them. You'd pick on me for being gay, even though I'm as far as it can be from that. I'd bring my own lunch. I'd eat it. It would hurt more coming from Paul, and not just because Andy's Irish. So I rooted for him. But then Eric turned on me. I simply can't understand how you can call yourself informed when you watch Fox News,
So,
and you make excuses about it.
Okay.
Well, I only watch Hume, as though you can call anything on that network journalism. So sorry, Eric. You turned your back on the audience that thinks of you sympathetically, probably just me, when you hugged to your skinny Boston that ridiculous water carrying trash heap. So he's mad at you.
So because I was wondering where Jason from Chiba's hatred for me had come from. So it all stems from that, the fact that I watched that particular news channel. Because it sounds like we're pretty similar on all these other counts. So it all stems from that. That's pretty interesting. Well, Jason, if it makes you feel any better, on my desktop at work, when I have my internet up, I have two news sites up every day, Fox's and the New York Times. You can't get two more polar opposites than those two. I always keep both of them up so that I can see both sides of every issue that comes up. I can't watch two separate news channels at a time, but I do keep the two websites up at the same time, and I always look at both and how they cover them. So if that makes you feel any better, there you go. And there's
could get picture.
There's
picture.
Also an Eric fact of the day right there.
What was the
two
fact?
Birds in one stone? The fact that I have two news websites up, the two polar opposites, liberal and
some
conservative.
Some would think he'd have a sports website up and be doing some work.
that was really interesting. Not.
I wasn't listening. Thank God.
Plus, IT's calling. Why do you have two websites open? They don't even want anybody
to
have one
right.
open.
That's an HR violation now.
Brent from Illinois isn't happy with Paul. Paul isn't here, but I'm sure he's already emailed you back as this goes to his inbox.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he has. He checked it once and sent you a long email at, like, midnight.
He says...
Who's Brent from Illinois? Is he a regular?
I don't know, but apparently he emailed in the day I announced I was leaving, and he's all pissed off because nobody cared about his email. He said...
Just so you know, we don't really care about this one either.
He said, so I hope Paul is there today to make...
Oh, my God.
Well, he can't write.
You can't read.
You come here and read this. Tell me what it says.
You want me to?
Yeah. Come here.
I can't really read.
Eric's walking over.
Go ahead and read this.
So I hope Paul is there today so I can make him eat his words.
It doesn't say so.
No, but you have to use your brain.
And you looked at it before you started reading it.
You know what's gay?
You looked at it.
Two men sharing a microphone. Your lips were awful close together.
We got to get that webcam.
Eric's used to it. He's just pretending it's a penis.
There's a line, Tom. There's a line.
I can cross it now.
Now your wife knows why there's so much anger when you cross when you cross lines like that.
That crossed the line?
Just teasing, Tom.
Stuff Andy says?
Just read, you fool.
Plus, with that thing you're growing, your mouth
kind of looks like a
porn star's
That is the most ridiculous
vajayjay.
Thing. Fred, that was one thing Fred was right about on the last show. You look ridiculous with that thing.
It's like the little landing
strip. I like
it.
Well, that obviously.
That's called a tickler, Eric. I won't tell you what it tickles because you've never seen one.
But it could also pass for a landing strip. And I'm not sure you want them landing what they're planning on landing near that strip.
Oh, Gary's need to do
Urban,
a word of the
Urban
day
Dictionary
today.
Word of the day, landing strip.
At least I remember when Andy tried to grow his goatee. It was like 3 months and he barely had it.
You tried to grow a goatee?
No.
When was that?
Yeah,
I was just screwing around.
Yeah,
is that the
Christmas.
Same weekend you went to go be a teacher?
No. Anyway,
he still gets mad.
Kyle on Wednesday, yesterday, when I come back to work, goes, I was thinking we should have a mustache contest before we go to Fred's party. And I'm thinking, I shaved this morning and Fred's party's on Friday. I mean, is he that dumb?
Yeah. Can you imagine the IQ in that room?
-0.
So I hope Paul is there today so I can make him eat his words.
He's not.
I asked what the league stance was on the Kevin Falk arrest was on the day that Tom announced he was leaving. This is the longest 2 weeks notice in history. And Paul, the fans are homers, goes on about how there were no charges and there was nothing that would happen because it was not even an incident.
Well,
well, well. I guess even Paul needs to check his facts every once and again. Fred, I'd expect him to say nothing will happen to Falk. Tom could have cared less on that day. Eric, I would be surprised if he even knew who Captain Falk is. And Andy, well, he is Andy. But I expected more from you, Paul. How can you expect bigger and better with that kind of slacking? Oh, wait, you could just work for the Herald. So now what do you think the league is going to do about Falk?
Nothing. It's still irrelevant.
Yeah. Unless this was like his, what is it, the third violation or test or whatever.
Right.
I mean,
then we would find out he'd be suspended.
That he'd be, right.
But then that's when they smoke it.
In all likelihood, it's his first step or, say, second step. Mm-hmm. We won't know. He'll be tested. He'll be in the program. But until he's suspended, we have no idea. And he was charged, by the way.
Yeah.
If Paul said he wasn't, that was...
That's a mistake on his part.
If he was not arrested. He was cited for marijuana possession.
They stole my pot.
He went to court. Mm-hmm. He pleaded
no contest.
No contest. Mm-hmm. So he has probation, suspended sentence, community service, pays some money,
some fee,
and it'll all disappear. It's a minor thing. It really is. I mean, compare it to Willie Andrews, who had two arrests that were far more egregious.
Yeah. Especially
one was intent to distribute marijuana. So he didn't just have a couple in his pocket. He had plenty in the trunk that he was planning on selling.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got a gun to a girl's head, which is just obviously crosses many, many lines.
And then that's when Bill Belichick said, all right, that's enough.
Right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You returned four kicks. You're out.
We have Lucky on the phone, today's lunch buyer. Lucky, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing today?
Hey, good. Lucky.
Great now. Great steak and cheese sub, extra cheese, some pickles. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am.
Tom, man. What's going on? You're going to Vegas, huh?
Yep, I'm out.
Gonna miss you, man. Gonna miss you.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you too, Lucky. I'm gonna miss all the fans. It's Freddie, you know, he doesn't want to pay anybody around here. That's why he's got a bunch of college kids up there. He's looking to lowball him for $17,000 a year.
So is Eric gonna step up, or is he just gonna continue?
I'm not going out without a fight.
Well,
Lucky, don't worry about it.
Last show, he argued that Doug Flutie should be in the Patriots
Hall
of
Fame.
I'm going to say he's not going to step up.
Stop telling lies. You are an habitual liar, Tom. Stop telling lies. That's how you got this job in the first place, by telling lies.
He would have a chance
I argued that I wouldn't be surprised if his name came up, and if it did, if the fans voted him in. That's what I said.
Both those facts are wrong. And stupid.
I didn't say it was a fact. I said I wouldn't be surprised. Boy, your brain really just does not work, Tom. How did you even get into the college you didn't graduate from?
That's what I want to know. It's amazing. And how did I become the most popular member of this show?
By voting 850 times under 700 pseudonyms.
True.
Pandering.
That's not true. Eric, listen.
You do have 700 pseudonyms on all different chat rooms, though. That's true.
This isn't for you. Now, art obviously isn't for you either, because I've seen your work. Now, go try something else. Maybe you could be a bouncer at a gay bar. I don't know.
Listen, I'm not going to take...
You did 30 push-ups on the last show, so... Lucky, what do you got today?
Nothing much, man. I'm just relaxing. I'm packing, getting ready to get my stuff ready to go to Hawaii for a couple weeks, so I figured I'd buy you guys lunch and say what's up before I leave.
Now, this trip to Hawaii, is this another scam you pulled that has the U.S. government paying for you to take a vacation?
It's not really a scam, but they are paying for it.
So I am paying for you to go to Hawaii?
No, I'm paying for me to go to Hawaii. You know, I pay taxes, too.
He's right around on you.
Now, I don't pay taxes. So
tell me exactly what the trip to Hawaii is about.
Okay, well, we go to Hawaii for 2 weeks. It's called an en route trip, and basically we work on any C-5 aircraft that come through Hawaii, but from what I hear, there's not that many that come through, so I guess I basically get to go on vacation for 2 weeks. I'm hoping there's no work whatsoever, but...
Is this like your ATD, or is that something different?
Is my what?
Is this ATD for you, or no?
ATD?
Annual training duty, the 2 weeks, or is that just for reserve?
Oh, no. Nah, well, I mean, for some people it is, but not for me. I'm on active orders, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm just going on the trip, which is cool. Everybody's kind of complaining because I got to go to Hawaii, and not too many people, I guess. I guess a select few, quote-unquote, go.
So how'd you get the gig? You know somebody?
Well, no, I don't really know anybody. There was two Hawaii trips, among others, like to Germany and Spain and all that other stuff. But there were two Hawaii trips, and I signed up for both Hawaii trips, and hopefully I get picked for either one.
Guess we found some of the fat in the Air Force budget.
Huh?
I said, I guess we found some of the fat in the Air Force budget.
We know why we're losing that
war. Jesus. We got guys going on vacation to Hawaii.
We're not going on vacation. I'm going to work.
You just said nobody comes through. So I'm hoping.
I don't know how much.
You said you heard no planes come.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping there aren't no planes whatsoever. I just came from vacation. I was in California for a week.
What are you, Gary? You're a government paid Gary. You do nothing and get all this vacation time.
I guess.
Jeez, you got a good life.
I know. And plus, I guess it's even better because the base is booked, so we can't stay on the base. So
you're at the Westin?
A hotel outside of base that's like 4 blocks from the beach.
And I'm sure it's nice.
Oh, it's. I think the rate is like $177 a night or something like that. But they're paying for it, so I'm not worried about it.
Unbelievable.
All right, Lucky. Now we know.
Did a plane just take off over your head?
Now we know why the Iraqis are kicking the hell out of us. It's the government spending money for Lucky to stay up in a hotel. Well, have fun on your trip, and make sure you write and call in before I leave.
Well, when are you leaving?
The 29th of July.
Not soon enough.
Well, I plan on coming out there that Sunday for the training camp.
Okay.
Riding my bike out there. So.
All right. Yeah, just remind me so I'm here because I'm going to be hit or miss at training camp. Yeah, I kind of gave up on this job
mostly,
a while ago.
Mostly miss.
By bike, I hope you mean motorcycle, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He has a motorcycle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to pedal a bike out there.
That would fall under that gay category.
not in Green Bay, where they do that every year at training camp.
Wow.
But, yeah, let me know when you're coming out, Lucky.
All right, I'll let you guys know. But most likely that Sunday for the morning practice, I'll be out there.
Okay.
All right, Tom, we'll see you.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Notice I didn't say we. Sunday work day? Not so much.
Guy lives in Foxborough? Yeah.
Now Eric's buddy, Kamani, has written in. And he said, here's a great bit for the radio. Let's have an Eric dating game. Get a group of people, not women, if you can, who want to date Eric. Bring them into the studio
this
and they can compete for a date.
Wait a minute. I kind of like the idea. We would do it. Remember the dating game where you didn't see the people?
Yeah.
Or add voice changers. So you just have a group of like 5 people to choose from. You don't know whether they're male or female.
No, you ask them questions.
Likes, dislikes, common things.
Because he knows he's going to pick the male.
No.
And there'll be like 2 girls, 3 guys, and you end up with what you end up with.
No.
It would be funny.
Yeah,
maybe
funny
not
for
from
you.
Your perspective.
No,
but
right, exactly.
My guess is we could sell that show.
The guy can't laugh at himself. That's the problem. Just can't laugh at himself. And there's a lot to
What's
laugh at.
What's that quote, Eric? You're pompous. You know it. Laugh and you laugh with the world. Cry and
cry
alone.
Cry alone, yeah. Laugh and laugh and the world laughs with you.
Yeah, exactly. So laugh.
You know, I've been doing my best. I'm trying to help him out, and this is how he treats me.
That would be a good show.
Minus the guy part, yeah. Wouldn't be bad.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, the onus is on you to pick a girl. You're so hetero, you should be able to.
I would do it. You can throw guys in mine, and
you'd like it.
No, but if I picked a guy,
because we know you're gay too.
Well, we'll see if he's good looking. Maybe we'll meet up somewhere. Steve from Winchester writes. Now he's got some Tom Casale replacement, so maybe after this we can fire up another one of those ads, Gary. He says here are some ideas for Fred to consider for replacements for Tom. Guys that would fit right in are currently available, and would continue building the PFW and Progress fan base. Willie Andrews, the sheriff. He's a local guy, no relocation expense. He knows the team, and we know he has the gun. Chris Henry. He seems to appeal to the growing younger demographic of 14-year-olds at PFW targets. Najee Davenport. It went in as a hot dog and came out in my ex-girlfriend's closet. Okay, now Gary's on the phone, so... But we have another. Who's next? Is it Bilo?
I think Parenti is next.
Okay, Michael Parenti, who's actually trying for my job and wore a terrible tie at today's interview.
Casale's leaving. Somebody has to pick up the slack. And Mike Parenti is the candidate to pick up the slack, I guess. You hate the Cowboys and Casale loves them. Guess what? Parenti's a Yankee fan. Enough said. He's filled in for John Rook on that show that's on after this one. He dresses nice on game day and introduced Andy Hart to the Urban Dictionary. If you think those aren't the right qualifications for the next co-host of PFW in Progress, well, you're probably right. But he's on the list, and we had to make a promo to direct you to PFWinProgress.com to vote for the next co-host when Tom heads to Thailand.
It's actually pronounced bouquet.
I'm Michael Parenti, and I approve this message.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to buy us lunch.
Okay, that was Michael Parenti's ad. So if you want to vote for him, you can go to pfwinprogress.com where there is a groundswell of Eric's popularity. Chris Simonelli is on the horn right now, one of our longtime legendary lunch buyers.
Yes.
Chris, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Hey, Chris.
I just want to let you know I'm going to be coming out next Thursday for the visit and planning on bringing lunch. I want to know what you guys want from up here in Boston.
I'm not going to be here.
Free food.
You're not going to be there next Thursday?
I'm on vacation.
Sucks for Tom.
Yep. I never get to meet any of these guys.
Ah, that sucks. I mean, I'm not coming then.
Yeah, I bet.
No, that stinks. I actually wanted to see you before you went away.
No, I know. So what are you bringing for lunch?
I don't know. You guys tell me whatever you want. I mean, I could work it out with Gary, but, you know. Obviously, I'll bring enough so you can have something. At least maybe hopefully they'll keep your leftovers.
I'll have Dan give you a shout.
Okay.
If it's free, we'll eat it.
All right. Well, I just want to know what you guys thought about the whole five thing. And yesterday in particular with McCarthy at the Boys and Girls Club, I thought it was pretty funny. They asked him when Brett Favre was coming back after they gave like a huge donation or something. And just like the look on his face was like a lot of disgust.
Well, that's Favre's fault.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. Like, at the end of Brady's run, I don't think he would, but I hope he doesn't do anything like that because I just think it's a selfish move. I mean, the team's been through mini camps and everything, and for 4 months now, all of a sudden he wants to come back. Yeah. I just think it's pretty selfish.
I want the guy to just go away for good.
Yeah,
I'm sick of him.
It's a shame. But you want to know what, though? I think that game, that NFC Championship game, I just think he's constantly replaying that in his head over and over.
That he didn't want to go out, you know, throwing that interception.
Like then he shouldn't have retired,
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
he shouldn't have retired. You're exactly right. He
made the decision. He's an adult. I mean, he should stick with it. And the unfortunate thing is Aaron Rodgers. It's not like, say this was, you know, Tampa, some team that doesn't have any quarterbacks. Okay, so come back. You're not really. But Aaron Rodgers was drafted in the first round. He clearly was supposed to be the quarterback of the future.
Yep.
He's supposed to be enjoying his first off season in that role, getting ready for his first season. And he has to worry about a Hall of Famer, you know, looking over his shoulder, texting the GM, maybe coming back, maybe not. I mean, it's not fair to him. He's in a no-win situation already, and it's getting worse.
They're showing that clip on ESPN right now, or on NFL Network, whatever's on there.
Yeah,
some kid asked Mike McCarthy if Favre was coming
and
back.
And McCarthy's in a tough position, too. Everybody is, because if he wants to come back, then you have to be the coach or GM that says, well, we don't want you. Go away. And now, I mean, do you want to do that in Packer country to Brett Favre? I mean, the guy is literally a living legend.
Right. Oh, so run them out of town. Yeah.
It's a crappy situation for everyone involved, and Brett Favre's the one making it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, they clearly moved on, even with the draft. They drafted Brom.
Right. So.
You know, they're going, you know, they were like, you know, okay, it's over, that's it, we're moving on. But.
Right.
Now, and the key thing, Andy, what you said, I think, is the Aaron Rodgers, because when Emmitt Smith was at the end of his road in Dallas, it was time for him to go, but Cowboy fans were all, you know, Troy Hambrick was waiting in the wings. I said, Troy Hambrick?
Right.
You know, to me, it really doesn't make a difference if Emmitt stays or goes, because you don't really have, but if they had, like, Adrian Peterson waiting there, I'd say, okay, Emmitt, thanks for the good years, so long.
Right.
It's, you gotta move on. Now, if Favre said, right from the start, I'm coming back, that would have been a different story.
Yep.
Because like I was saying on Tuesday, Andy, I think he should just go away. But the argument that can be made from Packers fans who want him is, we were one game away from playing in the Super Bowl with him. Now we're starting over with a new guy.
Right.
So that would have been fine if he wanted to come back for another run, but he chose not to. Now he's just holding the team hostage, which I believe he's done for the last 3 years now.
No question. No question.
Yeah, more than likely they're not going to take him back. So who's he going to go to, like you said? Is he going to go to Minnesota? He's going to go to a team, like you said. If he's not going to go to Dallas, New England, San Diego, why is he going to go play for a team?
Last time I checked, we were in the middle of July, and I have always believed that Super Bowls are won in March and April when teams come together.
Yeah.
And now, so now what, you're going to go to, what, Carolina in August? And is Jake Del Holm still there? I mean, I know he hasn't had a great couple years, but now you're going to overtake him. You got to get used to new receivers. I mean, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's a mess. Total mess. Well, I just want to get your thoughts on it. And
well, have fun on your trip. Yeah, have fun on your trip here, Chris.
Yeah, we'll take you on a nice tour.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
Take care.
Take care.
And we'll eat your wings or subs or whatever you bring.
Okay, that's Chris. He's
don't screw that up, two gender.
Now is he the king of all lunch buyers? Is he the one that's the, or is it Chris?
Strippers.
Strippers is the king? Okay, Strippers is the, Jesus.
Christian's right behind, though.
So Christian is the queen.
That guy, Strippers has a, is a corner on everything. The porn industry, I mean, dirt.
He's got nails. He's got his fingers in everything.
The guy, I should tell people this, though. I should tell people this, though. If strippers could pick either the Patriots winning the Super Bowl or Oklahoma winning the national title, it wouldn't even be close.
Yep.
Would not even. This guy loves Oklahoma. He emails me last night, hey, Oklahoma Iowa State is on FSN at 10:30. Now, amazingly, I had watched the game 3 nights ago at 1 o'clock in the morning because I'm as crazy as he is. But that just goes, he is nuts. He sends me videos of DeMond Parker.
Why is
we find out
fan?
He didn't go there.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, is he from
even,
there?
No, he was like, he did the exact same thing I did. When I was younger, I saw Oklahoma running the wishbone with Jamal Holloway, and I became a Sooners fan. Well, he did too, but for some reason, he's an absolute nutcase. I mean, he's like a booster. That's
really?
Yeah, he's crazy. So strippers would definitely choose Oklahoma over the Patriots. And, yeah, so what's going on with him and Cali Girl? Any news?
I haven't heard the latest. Of course, I've been off.
So. Now, the rumor is Cali Girl's going to try to get breast enhancement.
Nice.
That's the rumor going around.
Going around pfwinprogress.com?
Yeah.
She should.
She's going to try. Now, if she's out there, why don't you give us a call and let us know how that's going?
She's all for fake boobs.
She's trying to raise money to get it. So
it's like $6,000 or something, isn't it?
I don't know how much it is.
At least my jersey.
I was
going to
say, she saw two jerseys going. Yeah. Now she's trying to get breast enlargement?
I got to say, the money for the breast enlargement goes quicker than the jerseys. all right, anything else? What do we got going on? We got some football questions here. I guess we can get to those. A strippers wants to know who's the greatest Patriots cornerback ever.
Mike Haynes.
Yep, Mike Haynes, then Ty Law.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
That's how I would rank
him. Then Ellis Hobbs.
Oh. Oh, see, there's the first laugh at his own joke of the day.
Okay, this is Dan in Charlottesville.
Did we ever talk about the Wes Welker comments about Asante Samuel choosing money over championships?
No, I don't.
I thought it was kind of a dumb thing to say on a lot of levels. Because, first of all, the Eagles could win a title.
The Eagles are the third most successful team since 2001 behind the Patriots.
But even, I'm just saying, this year they could win the NFC.
Right, no, but what I'm saying is it's not like he went to Arizona.
And more importantly, Wes Welker, you happened to luck out. And the one team that wanted to give you a lot of money happened to be a championship contender in Bill Belichick and the Patriots. But you're going to tell me, Wes Welker, that if it was Tampa Bay that offered you the money or Cleveland or since whoever, you wouldn't have wanted to get. I mean, it's a business.
I just, in my opinion, and I think this is fact, the Eagles and the Patriots have won as many titles since Wes Welker has been here. None. So what titles is he, what championships is he winning?
Yeah, I just thought it was, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He probably was one of those where he just kind of started talking and you know, should have stopped. But it was a dumb thing to say. It's also the quote of the week on Sports Exchange this week.
to me, like, and I've said this before, to me, Asante Samuel is similar to the Ken Norton situation, where Norton was a guy I loved. And when he went to San Fran, I didn't wish him any ill will because he did so much to help. Asante Samuel has done so much for this team over the last few years. And how people could just turn around and, like, if you play the Eagles, if the Patriots play the Eagles, you should want him to give up 6 touchdowns.
Right, sure.
But why all the ill will and I just... That part I don't get it. New England fans definitely have a bit more of that than other fans around the country.
And just New England fans. Because if I'm not mistaken, guys like Johnny Damon got cheered when they came back with the Yankees.
Yeah.
So Red Sox fans can set aside the greatest rivalry maybe in all of sports to give a guy acknowledgement for helping them win a title and being a key part of a successful era. Whereas Asante Samuel, who you can easily say the same thing, goes to a non-rival. I mean, the Eagles are just another NFC team.
Right.
And Patriots fans seem to wish that he falls on his face.
What happened when Drew came back here as a Bill the first time?
They cheered.
They did, right?
Then they cheered when he threw the pick, too.
Well, well of course.
But I mean,
they acknowledged his...
Yeah. For some reason, Samuel... And I think it's the money. Drew was asked to leave.
Right. Yeah, different
so Samuel was seeking money.
Right.
It's like a... I don't know if it's a New England fan jealousy... Or something. You know, it's okay when the Patriots go out and hand Adalys Thomas $35 million.
He underperforms.
But you can't... Another team's not allowed to pay one of your players. Then it's an overrated stiff who, you know, was in Bill Belichick's system. That's the only reason he was good, and he'll stink somewhere else. I mean, it's a weird dynamic that Patriots fans have when players leave.
Yeah, I just... It just kind of... Like, I could understand if... who's a guy who's left recently that wasn't that big of a deal? like some guy who wasn't that huge in winning champion. But
Tony Vanta Kane.
Yeah, Asante Samuel. Now they're now they're blaming him for the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he should have been there
right.
when Tyree caught that pass. Listen, they throw that pass 6 million yeah. times; they complete it once.
I'm more concerned about the sure interception he didn't get on the sideline.
Right, because that Tyree one
yeah.
is totally a product of somebody who's in their pocket. One Peter King writing 700 times about that.
Right.
Then fans are just eating it up. Peter King's trying to get back in their good graces after getting kicked out for some Spygate comments. And all of a sudden, ever since, he's been ripping Asante Samuel, who just happens to be playing for another team now and took too much money, and ripping Richard Seymour for taking off the last 3 years, and the Patriots want him motivated. I don't think that's a coincidence. Peter King is 100% in the pocket again.
Speaking of, you notice that Chris Berman's, is his daughter work here now?
That's what...
I don't know if she works. I think she's an intern, but
yeah,
she has
pretty
some
hot.
Sort of...
What?
That's what Perillo was saying, too, the other day.
Yeah, I wonder how she got the gig.
Well, did you see her?
Yeah, I've seen her.
Well, is she hot or not?
Yeah, she is. Have you?
How would he know? He's gay.
Yes, but I was saying, like I was asking for your opinion, oh. and you go, Perillo thinks she is, too.
That was, yes.
He wanted to cite a heterosexual what? Source.
The
We were getting along so well, Andy.
So interesting. She goes to Brown, yeah. too. He's really jealous of her because she goes to Brown, and he couldn't get into Brown.
Yeah, that's true.
She's nice. I'd like to do her and go, what? We're doing it.
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said, Tom.
Probably should hope Chris Ferrer doesn't have the
well, you know,
internet turned way
whatever
up.
Whatever her name is, you know he's going, it's so-and-so. Tom's talking about you on the radio show. Dan in Charlottesville says, hey, guys, if you get around to this email, here's a question for you. Well, we only have five in the inbox, so we got around to it. Who will be with the Patriots longer, Brady or Belichick? And how screwed would the Pats be if both left at the same time? Well, I'll answer
Very.
The second one.
Yep.
Very. You guys can attack
that's,
the first
That's sort
one.
Of like my comedy poll. Would the Patriots be screwed or very screwed if yeah. Belichick yeah. and Brady left? I'd go very screwed. Belichick
I'd
will be here longer.
I was going to say I think Brady might.
Nah. Brady's got 3 or 4 years left, in my opinion. How old
right.
is he?
And we're in 08.
He'll be 31 this year,
I'd
right?
say he plays to 35. So 4 years.
That's what that old guy George said when delivering the water.
That's where I got it from. those are my sources.
Belichick signed through 2013, right?
He is, but I don't know. Something
just
tells me.
This is my opinion.
Might not
Brady,
go that far.
Like, we can say that he has a stronger arm than we thought when he came out of college. Brady isn't Favre or Elway.
No.
He doesn't have the rocket arm, and I believe he does have arm problems. Mm. I don't think that thing that
I agree.
That the Predator thing that he wears in the locker room is to for show to the media.
No, I think he
yeah.
definitely has shoulder issues.
And I think when he gets to that 34, 35 range, it's going to start bothering him even more. And I just don't think he's a guy. Like, Peyton Manning is going to play till he's 45.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think more so than any injuries or failings physically, I think at some point he's just going to want to go be with Giselle or whoever he's with at the time.
Whoever owns him at that point.
Right. Or run for Congress. Or I think he's got too many other interests, fashion and politics and this and that, where at some point he's going to say, you know what? Why am I showing up on March 17th? Oh, wait, maybe that was this year.
Come on down to Tom
Why am
Brady's
I showing up in
City?
August?
Right. I mean, he's become such a like a celebrity more than a football player with, what did I read? He had some big 4th of July bash
yeah.
on his roof and, you know. The
stuff getting delivered but with the
right,
crane
Right, they had to have
everything.
Cranes to lift up.
Shutting down part
he's
of the
Roy
street.
Roy Williams, but still good.
Right. He's certainly not. I mean, somebody from Indiana, you know, some of our listeners there might correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think Peyton Manning does all that crap.
No, he's the Belichick of players, I think.
Right.
He's all
yeah.
football
right.
all the time.
Whereas
that's why when people say, like, you know, who would Bill pick, I think that's kind of an interesting question because Peyton Manning is just like Belichick.
Right.
All he just watches film. That would be an interesting thing if you ever could get Bill, like, in his later years and he
Once
was a little senile
here.
And
right.
would actually tell you stuff.
Manning.
Think
I think
so?
He'd go Manning. Mm-hmm. Because I think
he would still win with
yeah. He would
First
win
of all,
with either
physically,
one of them.
I think Manning's better. I think he has a stronger arm. I think he can make throws Tom Brady can't.
Right.
So start the emails
like,
now.
Like what? Like which throws in particular?
Down the field a little more.
Yeah. Well, intermediate line throws. You know, something about 22 yards over the middle that he can zip in there that I don't think Brady can. And then the mental, I just think you're right. He's got one fire and one fire only, and that's for the game of football.
Now, the intangible fact, obviously, I would go with Brady with the pocket
right.
presence, with just the being a winner. I mean, he just has that, whatever that is. No one ever, we call it. No one knows
You
what
take
it
French,
is.
Don't you have je ne sais quoi?
Je ne sais quoi.
So that would be interesting, though. But now Strippers chimes in. Now, again, he says, my buddy keeps saying Tom is on the decline. His girl is ruining him. He worked out less this offseason.
Yep.
Brady is downhill.
He's moving to Vegas.
Yeah, I know. No, you beat me to it, Gary.
Brady is all downhill from here as long as he's with Giselle. Does anyone agree with this even a little bit, Andy?
Well, I don't necessarily. I think it's hard to argue that a guy who threw 50 touchdowns last year and broke all those records and had career bests is on the downside.
Yeah, I still think he's in his prime.
But there are people, and I'll tell you, there are people in this building, not football people, that believe, oh, if you look at his last six playoff games, this and that. No.
But, hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at
I'm
Gillette
not sure
Stadium.
He works here anymore. Yeah, what is it with all this facial hair? Flanders has got one. You got one. Eric's got one.
What are you
no, not
like
you.
To, I like to switch it up every
Eric
now and
who?
Again.
Kyle. Donnie?
Yeah.
I just switch it up every now and again.
Sorry for that.
No, Brady, I think, is still in his prime. He might be on the, you know, he's on the latter half of his career, but he's still in his prime.
After 70 touchdown passes, Eric believes Brady's still in prime.
But, and I saw that hash marks, that Mike Sando guy, did a poll, and we joked about this upstairs, Tom, where he contacted 32 NFL head coaches. 29 responded.
Belichick and two others didn't.
Right. And of the 29, I believe 20 of them chose Tom Brady as the guy that they would pick should there be like an expansion draft and everything was just shaking.
So now what happened to the lack of respect?
Right.
That's see, now that doesn't surprise me, though, because when you look on the surface, they're so close, and Brady does have the Super Bowls, and, you know,
right.
I know it's not just the quarterback, but that's how quarterbacks are ranked, and that doesn't really surprise me.
I have another quick question for our unofficial information gatherer named Strippers. There was a letter to Sports Illustrated in the last 3 weeks, maybe.
Wait, he's got the response.
In regards to the Patriots and a comment a writer made about the Red Wings winning the Stanley Cup and becoming the Patriots of hockey. Strippers, if you could somehow find that letter, because it definitely took some shots at the Patriots, and I would like to read it on this show and get some email responses from it. So, Strippers, get on it, please.
Yeah, we need some email responses to something. Jesus, Fred takes the day off and no one's around. Matt in San Diego says, heard the Steelers cut Najee Davenport. I'm not sure if he had some off-field issues. I'm sure he did.
Yes, he did.
But I kind of remember thinking he played well last year. His stats say he averaged 4.7 yards a carry, which is probably a little inflated from a couple of long runs. But does he suck worse than I remember? If the Patriots are looking to pick up another back before the season starts, he might not be a bad option. Your thoughts?
I agree. I think he's a jag guy you could pick
up. See, I actually think he's a pretty good like second back if he didn't have the off-the-field stuff. Like if he was just, you know, didn't cause any problems, I think as a change of pace guy, because every time I see him run, he seems to get like 4 or 5 yards a carry. But he's not one of the guys you want to start the game with.
Yeah.
He's
right.
When the defense is tired, you put him in there. He's a big body. He's got some quickness in his feet. But it's just he's not good enough to deal with all the crap that he brings, literally.
Right. Plus, if they have Sammy Morris healthy again, I think that's the 1-2 punch that they need. If they're going to bring another back in, it would be to help complement Kevin Faulk in that third down, maybe passes out of the backfield kind
of role. Because some here believe his role is going to diminish as he ages and slows, and that starts this season. I'm just saying.
All right.
Some people in this building, you mean? Or?
That's my prediction. No, I'm taking claim for that one.
Okay.
I think Kevin Faulk is on the back nine and
is
no longer a playmaker
years old now, right?
And is now you're poo-pooing obvious comments. You said Tom Brady. I think he's still at the prime. I thought obvious was okay today.
All right. Why don't we take a break? How about that, Gary? Let's take a break.
For pride, honor, and victory. The best clubs in Mexico take on the best of Major League Soccer. The summer's greatest soccer tournament is back. Superliga 2008. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos, Sunday, July 13th at 8 p.m. New England Revolution versus Pachuca, Wednesday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 617-931-2222 or visit Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Taylor Twellman, Chalry Joseph, and the New England Revolution. Take on the best clubs of Mexico in Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net. 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net.
They say with a 9-month CD, you can't see your money for 9 months. What if they said you couldn't see the stars for 9 months, or have a hamburger for 9 months, or hug your dog for 9 months? That's just wrong. This is America. You can have a picnic on the beach in December, celebrate Christmas in July, go to the Lincoln Memorial at 4 a.m. if you want. And at Bank of America, you can get your money in our risk-free CD after 7 months, 7 weeks, or 7 days. So there's no risk that you and your hard-earned cash can't be reunited when you need to be. The risk-free CD from Bank of America. You're free to do what you want, and so is your money. This is America. Don't you belong with Bank of America? Bank of Opportunity. Visit bankofamerica.com/americasaves.
No early withdrawal penalty for withdrawals after 6 days from account opening or 6 days after any partial withdrawals when reinvested in a Bank of America account. We may require 7 days written notice of withdrawal. Member FDIC.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information, and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Tom Casale hit on the over this week, so he's got some big plans for the leg.
I'm going to take some of my winnings and buy you a nice gift certificate to a farm that'll help you grow some balls.
Patriots.com Radio.
Okay, we're back at PFW in Progress. Tom Casale, Andy Hart, Eric the Leg, and what's your name? Tony? Tony. Tony the intern.
Now, I was just wondering, you think the female full-time workers here at Gillette Stadium are saying, boy, that Tony kid that PFW got, I'd like to have sex with him.
No.
I don't think so either. Sorry, Tony. It's a gender thing. It's nothing personal.
I mean, you know, maybe someone says, oh, that guy's not too bad.
But, right.
I mean, and let's be honest, you're coming into the right department to stand out to women.
Yes.
With our ugly asses. Now, we have a phone call, I believe. It's Mike and Sharon. Mike.
Hey, guys. I think you guys are dead on with the comments on Tom Brady, and I'm sure millions of, you know, listeners are going to be calling in saying, well, Tom's, you know, he's the greatest ever and whatever. But, you know, he is starting to get older. And, I mean, we saw it last year in training camp, and I'm sure we'll see it this year again where, you know, he just can't go out there throwing, you know, X amount of balls every day. And eventually it's going to get to him. And then the other comment I have to say is good luck to Tom.
Thank you. The reason why
everyone likes you so much, I believe, is because not only do you have a personality, which Eric doesn't, but you also know your football. And I was very pleased when I first heard you and was able to share in some of your knowledge.
Thank you.
So thank you for a great 2 years.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So let's summarize Mike's call. He's ready to run Brady out of town.
Yep.
He's going to miss you. And he took a shot at Eric.
Yeah.
That was a good call.
Now, this one guy, this Eric Knapp, he's not happy with me. He says I'm making a huge mistake leaving and, you know, just to sell picks, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. How many times do I have to say that's not what, just what I'm, you know, you think that if you describe a job 800 times, it would get through.
That's true. And you've talked about it ad nauseum for the last 4 weeks.
That is just part of one tiny little part of my job. I'm the senior editor there. And
that's frightening in and of itself.
There's a lot of opportunities there. Like my first project, I just talked to the guy last night when I go out, is to create a radio show like this and things like that. You know, it's a lot of opportunity and it's better money. I'm sorry, people who think that, you know, I'd work here for free. No, you wouldn't.
Now you think the fans are gonna have like an Asante Samuel type reaction to him when he's not working here anymore? That they're gonna finally
don't forget
turn
about
on him
me
and,
in an hour.
I was gonna
you know?
Say. Yeah. Yeah, they, by October, Tom who?
Yeah, they're not fooling me any. I know how it works around here.
So, strippers. This is not it. This is the reference to the Red Wings and the Patriots is right, but I'm looking for a letter calling
letter
into question
editor.
This reference. Yeah, a letter to the, you know, that front couple pages of Sports Illustrated where they have the letters? Find that. They got to have it on the archive. Don't they archive everything now? I remember Paul was telling me during the offseason he was killing time by reading stories from the 70s on Sports
right.
Illustrated.
Don't worry. Strippers will get his issue of Sports Illustrated, scan it, and send an yeah, email the
this,
the PDF.
But Eric, he makes an interesting point here. He says, you're doing this for what? Maybe $20,000, maybe $30,000 more a year? Short-sighted, to say the least.
Huh?
$20,000 is a lot of money.
Especially when you only make that amount working.
Right. Some of these guys are amazing. So, yeah, so I am the Asante Samuel. I'm leaving to take more money. And here's the other thing people don't realize. This is just like an entry-level job. I mean, you're not supposed to be Eric or Andy and Paul
right.
be here forever. See, now, to me, Andy's shortchanging himself because he could be big somewhere. But
he's lazy.
He's two things. One, he's lazy and he's comfortable. He's got the house.
That's true.
You know, and he doesn't like to rock the boat. Now, Paul, he's made his bed. I mean, let's be honest. He's not going anywhere. But you're not supposed to. And the other thing, too, that Fred always says, as great as this radio show is, this is a tiny part of our job.
Right.
And it's hard to get to ESPN working at PFW.
Right.
You know, I've set my stuff all over, and they'll say, well, you didn't break any stories, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of tough. But I'm taking a shot, and I'll be back in a month.
be longer than Andy when he left.
Boy, you got one joke, and you just beat it to hell.
I learned it by watching
like,
you.
It's like the 5 years I was making fun of Gary's fiancée for being young to find out she's 30.
Now, we have breaking news from strippers, of course. Lori just added Tony to her MySpace top friends. So there you go, Tony.
Now, so maybe Lori wants to have sex with you. She's full time.
I hear Lori's giving you work to do. That's comical. Is that true? Is she?
He's afraid to talk.
So what is she doing? Wouldn't she need more time to online shop?
I don't know. She just.
I don't know.
This guy's made for the radio.
She just gave me some schools to call to help out with the hall, so figured
right.
I'd help out.
But she added you as a friend.
Hey,
look
that's,
at you moving on up.
That's
I'm telling you,
good.
That's the first sign of.
Tom, we have a special guest for you on the line.
Okay, hello.
Someone who you've never heard of.
Tom Casale, the bastard son of Patriot Nation. We wish you well in your future endeavors. Sad you're leaving, but happy for us.
I don't know who this is.
How long have you been on the show?
Tom, my name is Swig. I've been listening to the show for, I don't know, 6 years, something. I used
he used to call all the time before you came here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he moved.
I have not missed a single episode. I podcast everything. I was
wow.
at the gym, and I just cut it short. Ran into the house to call you guys before you got off the air.
Guys, Fred, how you doing? I'm a big fan.
So why'd you stop calling?
Because of my work schedule. I'm never able to call while you guys are on the air.
Oh, okay.
But,
are you in Italy? Didn't you move to Italy?
I went to Italy for 3 weeks to shoot a wedding because I'm a photographer.
Yeah, he's a photographer. He shoots models.
Oh, all right.
Here's the thing, though.
Not
what
like
the
Williams.
Hell is going on with Fred Kirsch?
Good question.
I'm in the gym right now listening to the podcast from last week. He's talking about raping women, and has he lost it completely?
Yes,
I think
he has.
You guys are right. I think he wants to get fired because
he's trying
that's
his
a little
best.
Bit over the line.
Yes,
a little bit. Yeah.
He's 100% lost it. It used to be a joke. Now it's just reality.
Okay. Also, I got to clear something up. Gary, a year ago, some douchebag called into a Boston radio station ranting and raving about Wes Welker or something. This was not me. I have never called a radio talk show. Your show is the only thing I've ever called.
And you stopped
like,
doing
oh,
that 5 years
ago. Call DEI or some nonsense. Oh, no, my friend.
Oh, no.
Not true.
All right.
All
just
right.
sounded like
don't
it.
Make me come down there, all right?
Andy Hart. Who frickity who?
All right. That was me. Now, Andy.
Yes.
What is going on with you?
Uh-oh.
You were a bit of a player the last time I called. The young guy, you know. Now you're sitting on the couch dropping I don't know what with your girl on your. I don't. Come on, man. Get it together. With Tom leaving, you gotta, you know, you gotta grab the reins with this thing.
He's
I
all
done. Know about Eric. I don't even want to go there. I feel bad for the guy.
Oh,
I don't
come
pick
on.
People when they're down. And
so,
Tom with the Skittles, you know, Tom was like my hero. This guy, he comes in, everybody, what's great about Tom is he doesn't fool around. It's like either this guy is the greatest thing ever or no. He's a total loser. He's a douchebag. Forget he's got no chance.
Yep, the latter.
That's where, like, Tom does not ride in the middle. He's one side or the other.
Thanks,
Eric, you're going to have to step it up. when Tom leaves, you're going to have to, you know.
Yeah, I've been stepping it up.
Yeah, but you're going to get the insight from Eric like Tom Brady's still in his prime.
Listen, Tom, I'll email you. I got a couple of good buddies in Vegas.
Okay.
They'll take good care of you. You just say Swig sent you, and no problem.
Swig.
You guys are doing a great job. Congratulations to everybody that's been married since the last time I called.
Everyone except Eric.
I don't know how Gary pulled it off. God bless him. And, one last story. I also work at a very upscale hotel in Palm Beach that I cannot say the name of. But Heath Evans has, like, an annual event down here every year, and he booked 8 rooms. There were a few guys that came down. Again, I can't mention any names. But one of them, who doesn't play that often, he might be a long snapper, I don't know, has the hottest wife. Or girlfriend, or I don't know what she is.
Well, we know. Yeah,
she's
know
an ex-cheerleader.
Yeah,
but she has a friend who's even hotter who was down there, and I don't also
probably
don't know if she's Wes Welker's wife or girlfriend or whatever. But
oh, yeah.
There was some stuff going on. I will say that Ben Watson was at the gym every second that he was there, that he wasn't involved with his stuff, and that I really don't know if I should say this to get them in trouble or not. But there are certain wide receivers on the New England Patriots who may or may not participate.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Let me ask him off the air.
Yes, and then bring it on the air. When do we suddenly have lines?
It wasn't us who was, I mean.
And I felt like we were going to get a Randy Moss nugget.
I'm sure the listeners are really happy with
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Jesus, what a douche.
Gary's checking right now, though.
Holy Moses.
So, yeah, a lot of the Patriots have.
When did he start paying attention to the show? The first, we're going to get a nugget.
You know what happened? Fred when he did the rape thing. Now he's got
He's on eggshells now.
But yes, we've always known that Lonnie Paxton traveled with hot women. Mm-hmm. You know, he happened to marry one of them now. But as I've always said, takes full advantage of his lot in life as the long snapper with a 3-time world
one
champ.
One of my idols.
That's why Tom's hoping that his first child is a masculine child.
Yep.
First year in Miami. In the hotel, there were just blondes all over him, and I never understood it, but the guy is very impressive. Are we getting strippers, Swig back?
No.
Did he tell you what it is so you can tell us off the air?
Yes.
Okay. And it's that bad?
I'm just saving you guys from yourself.
I'm leaving.
When did you start doing that?
Todd Porter says, Jesus Christ, Casale's goodbye is lasting longer than Brett Favre.
But hopefully he won't be coming back either.
It's true.
See, now, normally I would just come in and, like, you know, do a Costanza and try to leave on the wrong note, but I figure this is kind of a big job, so I should probably...
Don't want to burn any
of
these bridges?
Yeah, don't want to burn any bridges, especially with Fred, because you could just put on your resume that you work here 10 years, and Fred would just be doing something else while he's on the phone with somebody.
Yeah, sure. And by the way, Swig, before you so rudely got cut off, don't keep it so long between calls. You're one of our favorite callers.
I've been here 3 years and never heard from him.
No, he used to call. He does his little impression of, what's his name?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. It's very good. And then all of a sudden he met a girl or
Guys, how you doing? I'm a big fan.
Went to Italy. It's good to know he's still listening, though.
Speaking of listeners, I have to be the one to tell everybody. Craig from South Carolina is dead. Okay? He is dead. His brother is dead. They're dead.
That's the only explanation, Gary.
They are dead. They
the guy
died.
Never missed a show, and we haven't heard since he came to this studio.
They're dead because if Craig died, his brother would have told us. So they're both dead. I'm sorry.
We've heard nothing since that visit, and that was a long time ago.
That was last season.
There's no possible way that that guy's still alive.
It can't be.
It's impossible.
That's not good.
And if he is, we'll say, whoops. Kind of like when Pro Football Talk wrote, Terry Bradshaw died.
So Brett from Illinois, he says he's sorry for the email that he sent with the wrong word that Eric and I were arguing over. He said he thought Fred would be the one stumbling over these things. But he says, when is the hall at Patriots Place opening? I'll be out there in mid-August, and I'm curious if it'll be open by then. Andy.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's a good word. I mean, if you ask people in the know or people that
or
go
Fred.
To those meetings or Fred, they say all this stuff is opening.
I don't know.
But I just don't see it. I drive by it every day, and it looks like a construction phase. Brian, early August is supposed to be like a soft opening and then a grand opening later on.
Well, and when Ben Coates was elected the other day to the Hall of Fame, they mentioned in the official PR release that that he would take part in an induction ceremony, official ceremony with the 12 other members sometime this fall.
Right.
So they're sort of pushing that.
They're being vague because it's not going to be ready in time. Right. They also think that that Red Robin place is reportedly opening in like 2 weeks.
Oh, really? I just saw the sign driving in
it's
today.
It's supposed to be open the first week of training camp. I don't see a single thing out there that looks like it's ready to open.
Maybe the theater. That looks...
The theater.
That's the only one that looks like
theater? I say the thing...
theater.
I say the thing is an utter disappointment.
It could be. The parking lots look good, though. They've paved those.
Yeah, they do look good.
You know, in the whole Fred Kirsch, tell them they want to know every detail. Mm-hmm. The parking lots look phenomenal.
Speaking of disappointment,
can't use them anymore because they're for shops.
Shut up! We have our next candidate who's trying to replace me. Who's this guy?
I think this one's Christina, who was in second place next, and nobody can replace Tom.
Yes, so she's the we get this one sent in, too. Okay.
Education. Experience, a winning attitude. That's how you replace Tom Casale. And Christina Acura brings that and more as the next co-host of PFW in Progress. She's a graduate of the University of Florida with a degree in broadcasting. She's taken her reps interviewing players. And after coming aboard in 2007, the team didn't lose a game all year. Except for that one game in February. Whatever. You want these attributes in your new candidate. You need these attributes in your new candidate. Screw it. It's Christina Acura. Hello. Log on to PFWInProgress.com to vote for the new co-host of PFW in Progress. Sure, the vote won't actually mean anything, but you can always find out how to buy lunch for the boys and maybe the girl.
I'm Christina Acura, and I approve this message.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Oh, she has my vote.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Count me in.
Jackpot.
You betcha.
Okay, that's Christina Acura, who we know she can at least spell her name right because she graduated from Florida. I mean, we know how hard that school is to get into. but she's the leading candidate to replace me right now on PFW in Progress, so that would be interesting.
She has the best assets.
Yes, and I'm really surprised by Cherry the showing pie? from Brian Lowe.
Why,
five votes. Five votes.
We'll hear his ad. Maybe that'll promote some more.
I hope he hired some good people because he is really lagging.
But as that last ad for Christina Acura said, it's all meaningless. It was, remember when they did the vote for the new touchdown song? And Gary knew months in advance what the new song was going to be? So Brian Lowe could be the new host with one vote.
Right.
It's all settled beforehand. This vote is meaningless.
He could be the host or the first person that takes $16,000 a year up there in Fred's office.
And much like the touchdown song, Volk will be stuck with crap.
You know what Fred's doing up there? He's giving the interviews, then he's saying, you know, and he's throwing out the job starts at 17.5, and he's waiting for a reaction, and he's waiting for the idiot like me who says, oh, that's no problem.
Yeah,
I'll start tomorrow. So that's the guy who's going to get the job.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got one of those yet.
He doesn't?
I don't think so.
Well, see, the problem is that he's upped the interview process because I'm hearing guys from Syracuse, BU.
He doesn't want to make the same mistakes over again, Tom. That's why.
But I'm a guy who didn't even graduate from a college in Vermont. I mean, I have now, but at the time of the
at that point,
it was hit or miss.
Right.
And now, I can't compete with guys from Syracuse. I mean, these are. So I think he's going in the wrong direction is what I'm saying. If he's looking to lowball, you don't go to Syracuse. You go to Castleton State. You know what I mean?
He's trying to blow up this whole place. If he hires, you know what I mean? He's just trying to blow it up. It hasn't worked with just him being crazy and doing God knows what. Now he's finding new ways to try to screw it up. We're all out.
Well, speaking of Fred, this is Reed. He says, hey, guys, Tuesday I heard Fred talk briefly about a TV show on Comcast Sports Network, and I was wondering if you could elaborate. Will it be a once-a-week thing, or will it be on weekdays? Also, I was wondering if Tom's radio show will have a podcast. Yes, it will. I wouldn't subscribe to it because I do not have a gay man crush on you like Eric, but it wouldn't be bad to hear your picks for playoff games and stuff like that. No, there will be. You can go there and just download it. But as far as the...
Download the podcast
as
now.
As far as the TV show goes... I'm very excited because I will be able to watch it now in Las Vegas because it's going to be on
Comcast.
Really?
You get like FSN, all that's
on
what it
dish.
Is, right?
Yeah, it
yeah.
Used
you
to
definitely
be.
Get. I'll definitely get that for sure. Because I got the whole thing. I said, you just hold me up, you know.
Yeah, because you need to watch games whenever they're on.
Well, right? I'm going to be rich now. You just send me the bill. I'll pay you in cash.
I didn't really understand the guy's question. Is it going to be once a week or on weekdays?
But no, the show.
What does that mean? Nightly, maybe?
This is the show we did on Nekin.
Yeah, it's going to be once a week. Preview. Yes. We'll argue some. And it'll just be better.
But the thing I'm trying to promote here is that now you don't just have to be in the Boston area to see it.
Right.
Because Nekin you can only get here. Now if you have a satellite dish and you get Comcast Sports New England, you can watch the guys anytime.
I think even on the internet, because I know Comcast has upped their website and has been trying to put a lot of stuff online, so they might be doing that. You know, the guys in Chiba and over there.
Now, and Andy, I want to ask you a question. Allison brought this up, and I didn't even think of it. You don't record any of the shows, right?
Nope.
Okay. Now, when I first got here, I thought it was cool that I was on TV, but after a while, you just stop. But now that I'm leaving, I don't have any to tape. And she said, don't you want your kids? Now, do you ever think of that, like showing your kids?
Yeah. Generally, what I do is put them on the DVR and then delete them a month later. And the
idea
is,
do they have a thing that you can record from the DVR?
They're supposedly coming out with a DVR that has a built-in burner in it, so your box will have the little DVD drawer, too. The original DVR, I don't know if the new one does, you could hook up a VCR and tape it to a VHS tape as well.
Oh, really?
I haven't checked recently.
Dan has a copy.
What?
Dan has a copy.
Dan has a copy of the show.
What show?
Your show.
Whose show?
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Once or every week? Well, I was going to say, it's not a one-time event. We've done, we reached our 100th episode. We're in syndication. You can catch us weeknights on TBS.
He said you want a copy of the show. He has a copy of the show.
Oh, okay. That's good. But that, you know, for all the crap he takes, that Dan gets the job done. I have to say.
Except when it comes to getting water when Gary's on vacation.
Gary knows where this is going.
We've never run smoother than when Gary wasn't here.
Right.
I heard the shows when you were gone. You wanted him fired. So don't even play that.
Now, Gary, if you could find a way for him to order water, I think we'd be okay. For some reason, Mini Gary can't get anything to drink here. Now we have Anthony from Naples on the phone. Anthony, what's going on?
Apparently we don't.
Maybe we don't.
Dan, you do it.
Yeah, where's
Gary
Mini Gary?
What he's doing back there.
Jeez.
Where's Mini Gary? Come on. So he's not here? Okay, no. Anthony hung up, which is not a surprise.
Can't say I blame him.
He had a pool call.
Okay, so what else do we got going on here? We got something about Brady. Okay. Hang on, I'm getting.
Does Brady leave town as a hero, or is there going to be a point where there's a negative groundswell toward him?
I think he leaves as a hero. I mean, come on,
guy doesn't leave as a hero.
How can you not?
I don't know. Last year when he had no receivers, people started to rip him,
and those
now
people should be embarrassed.
He's coming off a 50 touchdown season and a perfect regular season record, and he's getting older,
2 years ago at Yankee Stadium when Jeter and Mo Rivera were struggling and they both got booed at home, and I was thinking to myself, what do guys have to do for you, you know, not to be, you got to be kidding me. These guys have won you titles.
I think he's going to get booed.
Brady?
Yep.
I will be disappointed.
A large portion, not just a smattering of boos. I think at some point he will be disliked and booed.
I can't see it, especially if they win one more title. They win more this year, next year, whatever. That's four titles. I mean, I'm telling you.
What else do you want?
Seriously,
even New England fans don't know what they want today. That's the problem.
He's got your only three titles. You can't. Come on. He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
But you know what it is? It's never happy. I know because that's how I am. I'm never happy.
Really?
You know what it is? It's when you get out of college and you're making 30 grand, you want 40, and you say, if I only made 40, I'd be happy. Then when you make 40, you say, boy, 40 doesn't go as far as I thought it did. Now I need 50. I'm never happy.
I'm never happy either. But even as disenchanted as I am with the Cowboys right now, I always have those three Super Bowls. You know what I mean?
And you never booed Troy Aikman,
did you? Who's responsible for
but
those.
But you're far enough away. And Patriots fans, after a longer stretch, will love him. He will be a god. But there'll be a short stretch at the end of his time here, and then the very first few years or few months of him leaving, that there'll be a dark cloud over his legacy for a short period.
This is what I think Patriots fans need to understand. I love Jimmy Johnson. That guy built up the Cowboys, okay? And he has a huge, huge part in what they did. But you know what? He didn't play. And Bill Belichick doesn't play. And when Tom Brady didn't play, he didn't win nothing. That's a fact. The record is right there. Anyone can look it up. So this is the only place I've ever seen where the coach is loved more than the players.
Would you guys agree with? I mean, I've never seen a place where, I mean, even in Dallas, people love Jimmy Johnson, but they didn't love him as much as Emmitt, Aikman, and Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a place, because normally a Tom Brady would kill whoever the coach was,
right,
as far as popularity. Here, it's Belichick is more popular. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We get a Eric fact of the day today.
Yeah, I gave it in the first hour when I was.
It wasn't one.
I didn't. Oh, you don't really want that to
count? It didn't count.
I really enjoyed that analysis of, yeah.
I thought he was going to read something.
The fact, your fact of the day is you like two news websites.
All right, I'll give you something else. Fine.
What do you got?
You want it now, or do you want to wait for the next episode?
We want it now.
I have a musical background. I've played three instruments, and I can sing.
Okay, well.
Andy, don't.
Right, okay.
My guess is you played more than three instruments.
What are the instruments?
Organ, organ, and organ.
Skin flute.
No, actually, Dana, it would be more like a piccolo in my case, but, you know, thanks for bringing that up.
You were playing your own piccolo? Must be flexible.
It was making fun of myself, Andy. It's
never leave the house.
Self-deprecating humor.
I know. So what do you got? What do you play?
Saxophone, drums, and clarinet.
Saxophone seems hard.
Not really. I mean, it's same as... Basically the same as the clarinet.
Now, what can you sing? Because I can rap a little bit, but I can't sing.
You can rap?
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit.
I'd like to hear some.
A little bit. I haven't done
LL
it in a
Cool
while.
J? Run DMC?
Yeah, back in
old
those,
school stuff,
back
right?
in those days when you could rhyme and it didn't have to mean anything,
right.
I could rap a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, now, what can you sing?
Whatever.
Well, give us hum us a few bars. Come on.
Hum you a few bars.
Or whatever you got. Do something.
Sing that one.
Sing us something.
I don't know. What do you want me to sing?
What song do you like? What's your favorite song?
I don't have a favorite song.
Oh, for Christ's sake. This guy's like pulling teeth, you know? What song do you like?
I like a lot of different things, Tom.
What did you sing? Did you sing like a solo at a concert?
I sing in my church. I sing for my church choir.
So sing us something. Amazing Grace, go. What's this?
I can't. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. That's what this song is.
Sing a couple of... Come on,
I don't know the
verses.
Words to, I don't know the words
sing
to this
something.
Song.
Sing something.
I can't sing.
Hit you!
Is easy cause you're beautiful.
Keep going.
I don't know the words. Oh. That's the only part I knew.
It's not a bad voice.
I don't know the words, Gary. Why are you playing this? I don't know the words.
Play another gay song that he knows. You got nothing,
no,
huh?
We did what we could.
He was actually singing. You're dropping the ball here.
I don't know what he knows.
What else do you have in there? Play something. If I know it, I'll sing it for you.
What is there?
George Michael? You know any George Michael songs? Faith.
The Wham song? What's that Wham song that was?
Jesus Christ, name a song you know. Gary has every song. Gary,
Careless Whisper? Careless Whisper? That's a Wham song.
No, I do not have Careless Whisper.
And he had Tina Turner.
You got nothing.
Tina
huh?
Turner. What do you got for Tina Turner?
You know this song?
I don't recognize it. Which one is this? No.
I sure as hell don't.
Is this the Private Dancer song? No. I don't know this one.
Two genders, like in tears behind Gary laughing.
You never heard the Tom Casale bit
to
this song?
Yeah, you've heard it, Andy. You've seen me walk down the aisle to it.
Oh, Simply the Best?
Sing the national anthem, someone says.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
The national anthem?
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, Gary, kill it.
That's James, our man from PFW in progress.
Kill it. Sing the anthem. Ready? Go. By the way, if you're any good, he might put you out on the field, so be careful. Yeah. All right, be serious. Come on.
I'm trying to, but if he's playing that stupid Craig thing, I can't do it.
Do you need music?
No, but the Craig thing.
No. Ready, go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed.
No, Gary's
laughing. I can't go on.
My guess is Gary's got you now booked for Miami. Second game
I
of the
know
year.
One thing, he was recording.
Two gender was
I know,
just
Mini
like
Gary.
Bright red in there.
too, but if he's playing that stupid...
Christian...
Oh, say can you see by the dawn...
Oh, man, that's a keeper. That's Christian Simonelli writes in, oh, my God, he plays the freaking clarinet and he sings? Homo.
I was going to say, you should have stuck with... What'd you start with? The
what's that? Saxophone and drums.
See, those are your
so
fine.
Proudly
clarinet got a little gay there.
Yeah, but see, I don't lie, Andy, and I don't withhold things when I'm giving... If I'm going to give out information...
Eric, are you gay?
No.
See, now, Eric, you're way off base here. I only lie for personal gain. I don't lie about, like, myself. Now, if
what are you talking about? You lie about yourself all the time for personal gain.
For personal gain.
Right.
Yeah. So if I can...
That just turned into a Paul and Fred argument.
Right, right, if yeah. If I can gain something from it personally, I'll say whatever I need to say. Okay, Todd Porter said, is Eric drunk?
No, but he is acting a little weird.
I have to step it up.
Do you have medical issues today?
No.
Did you not take your medication or something?
No.
Could this be the Eric moment? Could that be the thing that changes it?
Brings him out?
Yeah. The singing.
Of the box.
Because I
got to
be honest,
no, I know what you mean.
I was shocked that you sang. I didn't think
he would either.
Any chance you were going to sing at all.
Hey. I'll be honest, it also wasn't half bad. It was clearly the best of any of us.
Got to
that Fred.
Got to step it up. I'm not going to Rook's show. I'm telling you that right now. I am not going. Oops, someone's at the door. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Hi, this is Christina Acker from Patriots Today.
Busy.
Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. I can't believe you're actually playing this music.
Today's word is courtesy of our favorite dead listener and his brother.
Wow.
It's a verb, Craig. Craig. That's
okay.
Craig. And I, apparently, for the first time ever, I'm allowed to read the sentence. Gary never lets me
read. No, you can pretty much always read the sentence, not the definition.
Oh. Someone just tried to Craig me while I was in the restroom at Walmart.
It's a shame Craig's never going to hear that because he's dead.
And I love how they are very, they go the whole bit here, and you can use it as Craig'd, Craig'ing, Craig's, or to Craig. You know, they take it very seriously.
It is a dictionary, right?
Yes.
So,
well done.
Andy, you're full of crap.
Bye, dead Craig.
Kamani says, have Eric sing some more. I can't wait till Fred hears this.
That's true. But I give you credit. At least you're opening up and, you know, interacting and being part of the show.
Callie Girl opened us up the other day. She said, one a day. One a day I can deal with. You guys want too much too soon. So
you gave like seven today.
You've been here 2 years.
I've only been on the show for
a year.
One year.
It's only been a year. Is that like 70, 80
progress.
Shows?
We're making progress. That's why it's called PFW In Progress, Andy.
Somebody wants like the top...
I'll give it. Go.
Like our top five at each position.
Oh.
Top five.
And that seems like an awful lot of work.
Quarterback, Tom Brady. Oh, from out the entire league?
It's a slow week in Patriots news. Was just wondering what your top five players in the following positions were. Top five receivers.
Randy Moss.
Moss.
Andre Johnson.
Really? At two?
Oh, I wasn't necessarily going in order.
I
thought of guys that I thought were in the top five. Terrell Owens, despite his drops.
I'm thinking.
Dude can change a game.
I got to put
Jennings.
I got to put in Torrey Holt. He's probably the most consistent receiver in the NFL.
Anquan Boldin.
Yep, Boldin is definitely in there for me.
How many we got?
That's the
five.
Thing. It's hard. I mean, Steve Smith had a down year, but if he was on the
it's definitely a position that can be a bit reactionary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like Moss, I go now. I wouldn't have said Moss last year.
Oh.
Even if I thought he was going to be good with Brady, I wouldn't have thought he was top five good. But now everybody's got him as like a top five player. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, Andre Johnson can certainly Mm-hmm.
I like Andre Johnson a lot.
Yep.
Because to me, he's fast, big, strong, looks the part, plays the part. Hasn't always had a quarterback. Has produced.
I put more stock in guys who do that without quarterbacks.
Yeah. Too. I mean, he's
having his issues with his team right now. But Chad Johnson.
Yep. Chad Johnson.
He's kind of like T.O. to me. Sometimes I see him and he drops balls and but then other times he's just great and he puts up the numbers.
That's why I like Torrey Holt so much because he never drops a pass and he puts up huge numbers and he kind of gets lost a little bit because the Rams haven't been that great recently.
I don't see Chad Johnson dropping nearly as many easy passes as T.O. does.
Yeah,
how many Bengals games you watch?
Well,
I pulled a Perillo there.
See, T.O. is a tough one because he drops some passes, but very few people can change a game like
right.
him. Moss is probably the only other one that can change a game like him.
Wes Welker.
Top five running backs.
Adrian Peterson. Rashard Mendenhall. Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson.
Not
Lawrence Maroney.
Mendenhall is ridiculous. Mark Tape McFadden. Stinks.
It's hard because we didn't really.
Mark Tape McFadden.
I say, Steph, I don't even have a hint of recollection about
the. LT when he wants to play.
Right.
Mark Tape. It all depends on. I would say when healthy, probably maybe Ronnie Brown, but I don't know how he's going to react to that.
Yeah.
And God knows Bill thinks he's the best running back in in football.
Ronnie Brown is good, but I don't think he's top five, and I think he's done now in terms of being great.
But I would say top five based on the team. He played on that awful team for a couple of years.
No, too. I know. But I think his best days are now behind him because of the physical.
Yeah.
And
are we forgetting somebody?
Larry Johnson had down year, but, still got to consider
just because of
guess.
The team he plays for. What about a die?
Nah.
Well, yeah.
I think they're the bottom of
Dyes would be in the argument for
just a guy.
Near the bottom of the top five.
You should know. I got a little wiener.
Reggie Bush.
What is that about?
I got my headphones off. I've had enough of Gary's crap.
He just played a quote of me saying I have a little wiener.
Quarterbacks.
Brady Manning, Romo, Roethlisberger.
Don't even argue it. It's not debatable.
It's become the gag, though. I have to.
I know. Who was the other one?
Romo.
Tavares
either
Jackson.
Either McNabb. You could throw McNabb in there. You could throw. I'm not ready to put Phillip Rivers in there yet. I just
the other guy who I'm not ready is Garrard.
I would take McNabb over those guys sure.
At least they've done it over an extended period.
Is there someone we're missing?
Boy, probably.
There's some bad quarterbacks
Hasselbeck,
in this league.
There's Bulger when he's healthy. He's pretty good. Boy, there's some
maybe Hasselbeck.
Man. Holy Christ.
I would say Hasselbeck, if you're going to take the longevity thing, has done
and
it for a few
taking
years.
Taking his team to a Super Bowl.
Right.
Man, when you can't name 10 good quarterbacks, that's one-third of the league.
We could not get to 10. No
that
way.
Is pretty sad. That is pretty sad.
It'd be a watered-down 10, that's for sure.
And top five tight ends, Gonzalez, Witten.
Gonzalez, Gates. Witten. What's his name when he's healthy?
Clark.
Nope.
Who's he play for?
Heap.
Oh, when he's healthy.
Winslow.
Now that he's healthy. Yeah.
All right. So
better tight ends than there are quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's really amazing. James Edwards wants to know about Falk. And he sent in six emails. They have all been the same.
What exact? He pled no contest.
Yeah. Was it a certainty? Right? Is it a certainty that the NFL will suspend him for how long?
Is
the big question.
No.
In all likelihood, he's not going to be suspended.
No.
Then that's when they smoke it.
And
two genders at the controls. It was a funny one. I should have known.
Finally. I didn't get the sense when it first came out that it was something was imminent as far as him being suspended. It didn't have that air of, oh, this is big trouble for Kevin Falk. He treated it, even, in his dealing with the media and his cooperation with the police, kind of treated it like, hey, it was a stupid mistake on my part. I'll fess up to whatever I have to do. So I didn't get that feeling from it. And, we could be wrong, but I just don't think
it's one of those things, though, you're not supposed to know anything about until the day they say Kevin Falk has been suspended. It's supposed to be completely confidential for the players.
Right.
Okay, we need to have equal time for all the candidates here. So how many more we have, Gary?
Just down the last one.
Okay, so
he's in last place.
Okay, this is just a ridiculous effort put up by Brian Lowe.
How many votes did he have?
He had five last time I saw.
Okay.
And at least one is his and the others is whatchamacallit. Bob Doyle. So
here is
Brian Lowe trying to earn your vote.
Pompous. Arrogant, kind of creepy, a little weird. Don't skip a beat. Replace Tom Casale with Brian Lowe. He worked for the New England Revolution and lost the gig. He hosted Patriots Today and lost the gig. He hosted podcasts and, lost the gig to Lori Baranski. But if for nothing else, he's got experience, I guess.
and we aren't sure, but we think that without Brian Lowe, we would have never heard Tom say,
"Look at that douchebag."
That's right, you should vote Lowe in 08. And because he has like 6 votes right now. Make sure you tell your friends to log on to PFWinProgress.com to vote for the new co-host to replace Tom. And make sure you tell your friends to buy us lunch. Brian Lowe, because the vote doesn't really matter. That'll just bring in someone who leaves suddenly anyways. Now that I think of it, definitely vote Lowe.
I'm Brian Lowe, and I don't approve this message whatsoever. Make sure you go tell your friends to go fuck yourself.
That's the best one. That is the best one.
I'm actually surprised.
I would vote for Brian if
because
I had
the go... F yourself, yeah. I didn't think he would do.
That is not B-Lo, right?
This he has doesn't been the show. Play yeah, all of a sudden, Eric and B-Lo are playing along. What's going on here?
We have to step it up. None of us wants to go to Rook's show.
But why were you such boring wet blankets for years? This could have been fun years ago.
Took a while to
just because Tom's leaving, we could have had fun with Tom.
Right.
That's why I'm so giddy. Fun. Tom's leaving.
I am too.
Make sure you go tell your friends to go fuck yourself.
That was good.
That's good stuff.
That was really good.
And that's the thing he doesn't realize is when this whole stupid charade is over, we'll still have that audio clip, and we can just play B-Lo no matter when.
Right. Anytime somebody's making fun of Brian,
Lord,
he can...
Right. Lord knows he takes himself seriously.
But let's get back to the bigger issue at hand here. I never realized this. You would think that B-Lo, like, say, well, he's got a pretty good life. He's a loser. Everything he's done, he's failed at.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I equate him to Dave Wannstedt, moving in the wrong direction.
The thing that really got me is when he lost his job to Lori.
Right.
I mean, that's a slap in the face.
She can't speak. It's like on Anchorman when they have that argument. He goes, "The guy who can't speak said something."
I could always eat your salad.
She does eat salad. That's how she got her job.
What? You think if some girl came in there with big knockers and wanted the job, Fred would just give it to her?
Yes, I do. And I would say thank you, Fred.
And she'd be quitting after the first road trip that she spends with us.
Yeah.
Could be a fun road trip.
For us, not for her.
Well, for me, you. Yeah. Let's see.
Come on, that's old, Andy. Really?
So now, are you two going to be rooming together?
No, no.
All I thought about was, I don't care who I'm rooming with, they can't snore as loudly as you do. It's virtually impossible.
It's impossible. There's no way anyone's going to.
It's like the receivers 2 years ago. They couldn't have been any worse. So anything was an upgrade.
We can't room.
That's
together.
Child's play.
That is child's play.
Oh, yeah, that's
not. You can play it as long as you want. It's not powerful enough.
No, I've got it on tape at home. That's a joke.
So I'm going to make out no matter what. As much as I hate you, Eric, it'd be better than listening to that.
Well, see, we're not going to room together. No, that's not going
to
work.
He's against having you as a roommate, but for him, you're actually a good roommate because you go to bed at 6:30.
It's true.
I mean, as soon as you get back from dinner, he's out like
so
a light.
So you can be up early to go to the art museum the next day.
So you can do whatever you want.
I didn't have that problem last year.
Winky, winky, winky. Who do you room with?
Brian Lowe, actually.
Go bleep yourself.
That was a good one. I can't believe
that was a great one.
No, my guess is I'll get the new person. They'll just, because they don't change anything around here. There's some list somewhere where it says Tom Casale. They'll just scratch him out.
We know that for a fact.
Right.
When I came here, I had a room to myself the whole year.
Right.
I had Brian Morey's spot.
Everything.
Oh, okay.
They just erased Morey and put me
you
in there.
So that's what they'll do again, and I'll get Michael Parenti or Christina Acra or whoever gets filled in. Hey, now.
I like the guy who was in there before we came down. Nice long interview. I think he's got a solid shot. I have no idea who he is, but...
Well, he's probably from Syracuse. By process of elimination. You know,
has he been to Bass Pro?
I know he was asked about it.
You know, Fred is such a joker. You know, when I was interviewing for the job, Fred goes, it's not about where you went to school. He said, it doesn't matter if you went to Syracuse. He says, it's about clips. Now he's got guys in from Syracuse, BU.
Well, you also forgot one other thing. HR runs this place now.
That is true. Now, that's a good point, Eric. Oh, don't get me. That's the second time.
That's
I said
the second
time.
Mark tape, Gary.
It is a little different now. When I got
that's
here,
a good point, Eric.
They were under construction. The lobby was under construction. Fred was pretty much running everything himself.
Right. Yeah.
Hired me on the spot. Now I think HR is putting an end to his shenanigans.
The fact that Fred has conducted more than one interview for this position has surprised me.
Yes.
But then I realized, you know, HR is in
HR.
Charge now, so.
Kind of like when I had to fill out my job application 4 years after I worked here.
Now, I think this is a direct response to Fred. This whole HR control is because of Fred.
Because of the way he ran the...
Yes,
the,
for so many years. They had no idea who was working here, who was taking vacation.
And the first time they checked, it said Andy Hart's never taken a vacation day in his life?
Right. And
they
probably heard the show one day, and we were talking about Eric taking 6 months of vacation time.
So it's actually your fault. You took advantage of Fred's system, and you screwed the rest of us. Thanks, Eric.
James, you're welcome.
James from Roanoke Rapids.
I had a good time with Mickey.
Sends in an email thanking us for reading his email and saying, I'm sorry I sent it twice, although he sent the one that says thanks twice. Oh, man, these guys. What time is it? You want to take a break or just keep going?
Just keep going.
Oh, okay.
All right.
For pride, honor, and victory. The best clubs in Mexico take on the best of Major League Soccer. The summer's greatest soccer tournament is back. Superliga 2008. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos, Sunday, July 13th at 8 p.m. New England Revolution versus Pachuca, Wednesday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 617-931-2222 or visit Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Taylor Twellman, Chalry Joseph, and the New England Revolution. Take on the best clubs of Mexico in Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net. 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net.
They say with a 9-month CD, you can't see your money for 9 months. What if they said you couldn't see the stars for 9 months, or have a hamburger for 9 months, or hug your dog for 9 months? That's just wrong. This is America. You can have a picnic on the beach in December, celebrate Christmas in July, go to the Lincoln Memorial at 4 a.m. if you want. And at Bank of America, you can get your money in our risk-free CD after 7 months, 7 weeks, or 7 days. So there's no risk that you and your hard-earned cash can't be reunited when you need to be. The risk-free CD from Bank of America. You're free to do what you want, and so is your money. This is America. Don't you belong with Bank of America? Bank of Opportunity. Visit bankofamerica.com/americasaves.
No early withdrawal penalty for withdrawals after 6 days from account opening or 6 days after any partial withdrawals when reinvested in a Bank of America account. We may require 7 days written notice of withdrawal. Member FDIC.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas Tree Shops, Off-Broadway Shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information, and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
For pride, honor, and victory. The best clubs in Mexico take on the best of Major League Soccer. The summer's greatest soccer tournament is back. Superliga 2008. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos, Sunday, July 13th at 8 p.m. New England Revolution versus Pachuca, Wednesday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 617-931-2222 or visit Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Taylor Twellman, Chalry Joseph, and the New England Revolution. Take on the best clubs of Mexico in Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net. 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
All right, we're back here at PFW in Progress. You know, we've had a couple of good shows in a row here. I think I figured out what the weak spot is.
Paul Perillo.
He's really dragging this show down.
I don't think the patients will change their approach.
Into a morass, as I've been told.
Yeah, that's, you know, as funny as that was, it wasn't necessarily untrue.
Since we only apparently have Revs commercials on this show, I don't usually listen to the breaks, but I happen to listen to like 10 seconds, and it's the same Revs commercial for something. That is the one thing that soccer does that I think is cool, is those, whatever they call them, open tournaments or open cups, because that would be pretty cool if a college team could just decide to challenge a like
an NFL team?
The Patriots.
But it's weird, though, that they can do it in the middle of their regular season. You know?
Well, that's because no one cares about the regular season. MLS is useless. But if there was some way, and I know they used to, didn't they used to do the college All-Stars versus?
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. I think the NFL team would absolutely demolish the college team these days, but I think that would be kind of cool to have a little open tournament. You know, college football can't get a playoff. Maybe they, LSU, a couple of the big, you know, strippers would want Oklahoma included in the tournament against the Final Four in football.
They'd get destroyed.
Yeah, but it would be fun to watch.
To the tune of 70-3. I mean, it would
be fun
to
watch, though.
An undrafted rookie free agent cornerback out of LSU.
The only time a college team of any sort could have competed with an NBA team was the UNLV basketball team could have competed with the Clippers because Tarkanian was running an NBA team to begin with. Half those guys were getting paid.
By the way, did you see what the Clippers did when they signed Baron Davis? Thinking they were going to have Baron Davis and Elton Brand, and Elton Brand opted out and signed with the Sixers last night. So they're still the Clippers.
That's that team is disgusting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I only got three shows left. That's it for me.
Only three shows left.
And the longest ever.
You can tell I'm on my way out because Gary is actually being nice to Eric. And Gary hates Eric. I've noticed this change the last two shows. Gary's realizing I'm not going to be here. You know, he's going to have to live with Eric. And you can see the change in him. Am I correct, Gary?
It doesn't matter. I love Dan produce Rook's show anyway.
Oh.
I heard some more coming from you, Gary.
That threat just hanging over your head.
Well, now what happens if we hire a new guy? He comes here and Eric still goes to Rook's show?
I think that's the plan.
So you're going to Rook's show regardless.
No.
That would
no, I'm
be
fighting it. Fighting it.
How are you fighting it other than the groundswell of 20 people?
So it's a personal thing with Rook.
No.
If, say, it was the Zolak show, you'd go.
No. No.
Sucky,
it's
sucky,
a demotion
sucky.
Off of this show. I'm not taking a demotion.
So is that's what it is then?
I mean, it's a lateral move.
Let's talk
about
this.
No, it's a demotion.
You feel that that's a demotion and you
won't stand
for it.
Good stories.
This is the show of record for Patriots.com radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of the crew. I'm on PFWinProgress.com. I'm not leaving.
Okay.
That's it.
You guys heard it here first. Breaking news.
How about when the boss says, Eric, you're going to the show?
Maybe I'll quit.
You really feel strongly about it.
Win-win.
You're right. Exactly.
I don't know if that's a threat you want to be using. Because Fred's got five people he's interviewing. Just hired
right.
Two
he gets hired two instead of one.
I mean, when I... The only reason I told Fred so early was just so because I know Fred.
Right. You're lucky you did.
Right. If I had a real boss, I'd just tell him the day I was leaving because I know I'm, you know, they can replace me in 2 seconds. It doesn't, you know, that's, there's people with more talent than me. Not too many people know football like me, though, especially college.
Yeah, there are plenty of people who know football like you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there are other people who watch games.
But doesn't have the
Tom,
insight.
You already have the job. You already have the new job. You don't have to convince
especially
anybody.
Especially college football. You know, I got a real knack for college football. That's my strength. But then
you got that poor guy killed, the guy from the Mac store. Didn't you lose so many games for him he had to move to a different town?
Oh, yeah, he's done. he's done. But I wasn't capping back then.
You wasn't what?
I wasn't handicapping back then.
Capping.
I didn't know what that was.
Putting bullets in people, you know?
Papa capping your ass, bitch.
So you're staying here regardless, or you're quitting. Are you on record?
I'm just throwing that out.
Oh, you're backtracking a little bit now.
We'll see.
Because I've been on that seat right there. I'm pointing to my normal seat.
Right.
And I've seen Fred Kirsch say...
This is a radio show, so
and,
glad.
And I've seen Fred Kirsch say with a dead serious face, you're going to Rook's show.
I know. I've seen it, too. But, but I've also been told I need to step it up. I've been encouraged to do things. I'm trying that. I'm the only one who does show prep still.
And it's
really
paying off for you.
Look, I'm making the effort. That's all I can say.
Not sure that straight-faced Fred Kirsch thing is really a strong leg to stand on.
That's true. He does
a few minutes ago, he goes, how long is this issue? 48 pages? No, but it's a training camp preview. It is.
He said it in a way where he wasn't. He said, "You're going to Rook show." The kind of, you know, I'm not joking, Fred.
Let's be honest. Rook needs somebody.
That's why he's hiring a new person. Look, the new person gets to write the blitz. The new person gets to do the roster depth chart every week for the paper.
Is this the first time you've ever had rank over somebody? Because you're really pulling rank big time. Does this go back to those days at St. Something's where you got beat up and peed on?
He did the ass.
No, I did the ass whooping over there.
Yeah, he did.
But wasn't it after getting picked on for an extended period? Did they ever pee on you?
No,
no.
Listen, I wouldn't mess with. I saw him do 30 push-ups.
Damn right, Fatso.
Were you on your knees?
Doing the push-ups, I mean.
No, I did them properly.
Eric, did you do the blitz today?
What the hell is
that? How did you get that? Jesus.
Scary now.
We have a little story coming on people upstairs that I had some hidden microphones on.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Now he's taping. Isn't that illegal in the state of Massachusetts?
Wait, didn't the Patriots just have a whole controversy about this recently? Illegal taping of things? Do we need to do that?
Hey, Eric, did you do the blitz today?
Somebody who...
You taped
Eric. Kay Brooks. I don't know who Kay Brooks says. Get rid of Eric. Get rid of Eric.
That's Kamani. Can't take anything he says seriously.
You know Kamani's last name?
I read the emails. That's how they come up.
Oh.
You love getting those emails, don't you?
I've hosted the show before when he has written in, Tom.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
Smart man.
I never said I was. See, I can take my faults. I understand who I am. And, you know, when you say I'm not very intelligent, I got no beef with that. You know, I'm not throwing out that 3.8 GPA. That was all cheating. That was all cheating. All shortcuts. See, that's what you got to learn to take your shortcomings.
I do. I made the joke earlier. I made self-deprecating jokes about myself already.
Hey, you're starting to warm up. It only took you a year.
Right. That's why I'm telling you, I'm not going to work.
By year five, you're going to be a funny bastard.
I'm not going to be here in 5 years, believe me.
I think, whoa.
Be lucky if five months.
Shot at Paul.
Have you sold a painting yet? Shot at me, too.
Yeah, but you're just 5 years lazy. To you? Paul's got no
place
to go.
I've been here forever.
More than 5 years?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Lazy and comfortable.
I didn't know it was that long.
Paul's stuck.
Came here.
Is this
out
your
of
first
college?
Job out of college?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Well, I was in PR for a while, but
I mean
first
this organization.
Organization, yes.
Yeah.
You sell a painting yet?
Kay Brooks says, "I'm saying it again, Eric, get out."
Yeah, we heard you the first time.
Fred Kay said the same thing.
Strippers, you obviously have some kind of disease or something. He just sends in an
email. I bet he's got more than one.
He just sends in an email with nothing in the text with the subject, "Have a great vacation, Tom." And he's on my IM. So you would think that he would just tell me, "Have a great vacation." The guy's nuts.
He is.
Todd Porter said, "Don't tell Eric, but I hate him."
You didn't have to tell me, Todd. I figured that from the 8,500 other emails you've written in ripping me.
Thanks. So he's not part of the groundswell of support.
No.
I'm still looking for this groundswell. As James from James Cuff, who does the website, wrote to me, "I have no idea what Eric is talking about."
He's just pandering to you. He's just pandering to you, Tom.
I'm leaving. What does he have to pander to me for?
Well, he doesn't want to burn any bridges, you know?
I'm pretty sure he'll never need Tom.
No. No one's ever.
Hey, if he wants to place a bet, he might, you know?
He's just using an offshore casino. I'm not a bookie.
Yeah, but you know people, Tom.
Capping.
Right.
Capping.
Right.
You never heard that before?
Never.
No.
Capping?
We're not degenerate
gamblers. Using it.
Well, it's called handicapping.
No, I've heard
that part.
I've never heard the shortened version.
Oh, yeah, capping.
Now, I want to hear you freestyle some old school rap here.
I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, come on. We got time left in the show. Come on.
If I had something, I'd give it to you. I really talk for a minute.
LL Cool J.
I'll try to come up with something. If you talk for a minute.
Mama said knock you out.
I made up my own raps.
You made up your...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They can't be good.
Well, let's be honest. Nothing else he ever did has.
Oh, wow.
They weren't bad.
He's taking a lot of shots here.
But, you know, it's just, you know, things like, "My name's Tom Casale, they call me TC. There ain't nobody gonna mess with me." You know, stuff like that.
So the lighthearted tough guy talk.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I basically took a bunch of lines from the Beastie Boys and Run DMC and mm-hmm. mixed them together and put your name in theirs.
Yeah.
That was my talent. It's 2 o'clock. Stuff. Let's go for another hour. I don't got nothing to do.
I got to go to
a
doctor.
We have a paper to finish.
I got a doctor's appointment. Going to a plastic surgeon today.
Oh, yeah. Get that thing off
penis
your head.
Penis enlargement.
Really?
I got this thing on my head that I want to have him look at.
Oh, because I was kind of interested for a second. I was looking into that.
No, but he is a plastic surgeon. His name is Donald Cluckies, which made me not feel so good.
Oh, brother.
Well, off your head, what do you have?
I got like a bump or something growing.
Oh, that's it's hard horrible. To tell because of the
somebody
size
said
of the rest
cyst.
Of it,
but... No. That appears to be the...
You got a head growing off your head.
Good one.
But
grease grown out of your hair, fat mouth.
That's it for this week. I will not be here next week, but Paul Perillo will be coming back. So that's
there ends the run of our two good shows in a row.
I won't be here Tuesday again.
Oh my!
Again?
God.
I'll be at the beach.
How many Tuesdays off do you get?
This is the last one, unfortunately.
And Fred won't be here.
Shut
that's
up.
That's Eric and
oh,
Paul.
No.
The Eric and Paul show.
You know, many things could make me listen on my vacation at 9 o'clock in the morning from Las Vegas, but the Eric and Paul show is one of those things. So you'll have that to listen to next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Money much longer than yours, and a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this will be your day. We don't play, mess around, be on your way. Cause it ain't enough time here, ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fit.